I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight Is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the water. Bring me mine.
And welcome to We invite ourselves to places.
Yay. I mean, really, are we really inviting ourselves? It's like,
no, your house and Missy's non-existent future house is all my second home. So yeah. I don't need an invitation.
Yeah, but I'm not giving, but we can't give any of the husbands Missy's new address.
Why?
No,
that's our hideaway.
It is. Oh, okay. That's our.
We've called it. It's the mama hideaway.
Yep.
It's like, oh, I need to go
she
to
She doesn't
Target.
Even know that yet, but...
Oh, no, I've told you.
I'm going to, like, have shit delivered to her house.
No, and
I have shit delivered to my office. It's just easier. And then I'll bring home, like, one box a week. And it's like, what's all this stuff? I'm like, oh, it's...
Don't worry about it.
Just don't worry about it.
Well, welcome to Mama's and Malou. My name is Vanessa, and with me is Stephanie.
Hello.
At...
I don't know.
That was weird. And Christy.
I've already... I'm a little drunk.
I know. This is our second episode of the evening. And so we've already been drinking. And speaking of drinking, we are...
You're a little me right now.
Me?
Yeah.
I haven't seen you in a while. So I feel like...
dropping things.
I didn't think I was being that mean. I'm sorry.
No, I said me, not mean.
Oh.
Like...
I don't know. We have...
said... Listen. No, it's... Stop.
No, but we have a new recorder... By the way, and some of our equipment doesn't really, like, mesh well with the new recorder,
No.
There's, like, a hiss in my headphones.
I meant me in the sense of, like, you did a Valley Girl voice,
oh.
And that's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
No. Speaking of, did you guys see the Hills trailer?
Yes! Oh, I'm so excited.
Why is Brody Jenner
still really hot?
Still really hot.
Because pop people are just always hot.
But he's such
not
a douche.
Not necessarily true.
But he has money.
Mm. But he's such.
I know.
But did he wear combat boots? To the
he
beach?
Did not wear combat
no,
boots.
No, and
to the beach.
Why does he still need a shower?
Because people don't
Justin
change.
Bobby
true,
still
change.
Needs a fucking shower.
I would like to know why Brandon Lee and Misha Barton are on this show because they have nothing to do.
Because they were on the OC and it's like reality.
Brandon
OC.
Lee was
okay,
not on the OC.
Brandon Lee
he just has famous parents.
Misha Barton. Well, okay. It's like, okay, then it's like Real Housewives of Orange County, but for us.
Okay.
Who?
I watch Real Housewives of Orange County. Stop it.
I know. I'm not saying it as a bad thing. I'm saying it's Real Housewives of Orange County.
Brandon Lee?
Like the dead guy?
No, not Bruce Lee's son. Brandon Lee, the son of Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson.
Oh, I'm like.
He's the Kaddish guy you don't recognize.
Oh, there That's was him. Another guy that I didn't
yeah.
get, so I was like.
And Misha Barton, which I get that the Laguna Beach was like the real, supposed to be the real version of
That's
Eos.
That's it.
Yes, oh, that he looks like Johnny Depp-ish.
Yeah, I was like. That kid
yeah.
I didn't even realize
it's Brandon Lee
but that's okay so that's but that's why Misha Barton is because it's the reality
right.
of the
so
OC.
Like I kind of a little bit can justify Misha Barton But what the fuck?
He's just.
Is he friends with them?
Probably. Maybe.
It's fucking Brody's friends.
Fucking Brody's friends. Fucking Brody. Do you remember Brody Jenner dated Avril Lavigne? Do you also remember
the real Avril Lavigne or her like stunt Melissa. Double?
It was before Avril died. Listen, do you also remember when Kim first got engaged to Chris Humphries that Avril Lavigne was selling her house and she in Bel Air and she wanted to buy? She's like, oh, my brother's girlfriend Avril is selling her house in Bel Air and I think we should buy it.
Oh, God. I remember that. And I remember going, okay? I was like,
very well known that they were dating, though.
Yeah. But I was like, Avril Lavigne, who was Alterna chick. Like, she was the non-conformist.
Oh, yeah.
And then Brody fucking asked, Jenner?
That's why I asked, was it her stunt double? Is it, like, her replacement?
No.
Yeah,
no.
And I was like, it's fucking Brody. Like, what?
But then she also married Chad Kroger, which is...
But that at
he's,
least,
like, the ugliest person on
granted,
the planet.
Granted, but, like, Bubblegum Pop, Rock, and Nickelback, it made more sense than Brody fucking Jenner.
I like them together.
That's fine, but
at least they're both two good-looking people. Like,
she was at first, she like,
she was married to Derek Wembley from Sum 41 for a long time.
God, I love that band.
Yeah, they were married for a long.
No, not that one. Sum 41.
Well, that's her song.
That's her song.
I know, but
they were married for a little while, and then she divorced him.
Are you telling me what to do?
She divorced him, and then she dated Brody Jenner for a little while, and they broke up, and then she married Chad Kroger. But I remember the Chad Kroger thing was like completely out of nowhere. It was just like in the press all of a sudden that she married Chad Kroger. Like, nobody even knew they were together, and now she's on crack. She's not on actual crack. I can't confirm that. This is just, I was just quoting Mean Girls.
Do you think she might be
Brody? No,
the Hills.
Brody, no.
Just for drama.
Yeah, but now he's. Drams. But now I feel that Brody and like Audrina, maybe mostly Brody, is the new.
But isn't Audrina? Audrina like was married and had a baby, and then the guy was like abusive, and then like, she divorced him.
Well,
something.
That's what I heard, but I don't know.
Which is why she's like single and like going out with Justin, like went out.
To yeah. But like, I feel like Brody's gonna be like, I think Brody's
all the Hills girls are moms. Though.
Yeah, I feel like Brody's getting the like he is the new like Lauren. Like it's gonna be. I feel that like the guy POV gonna is gonna be him. It's gonna be him because yeah. I can't see it being Audrina. Like
Audrina's, I like her, but she's. But always she's kind of boring. She's
yeah, she's not going to lead it.
It's going to be Spidey, and then it's going to be...
Yeah. I want to see what happens with their sister.
Yeah.
Because she's been very vocal.
I like her, though.
I love her.
I've always liked her.
And she's
not
like,
because her name is Stephanie.
No, but she was like, I'm going to tell the world that you are horrible people.
Yeah.
Like that, like she's
well, she
come
said
out.
That she just like made peace for the show for the sake of her parents, but then like...
That she's like, no, and then they did something else, and she's yeah. like, no, I'm going to tell the world. Like,
listen, Spencer and Heidi have always been like really shady, but I've always found them like very endearing.
In a weird way.
In a weird way.
Like, it's not normal.
No, it's not. And they're fucked up and they do stupid shit. But I've always been like,
but I love him.
But it's Spencer
and his hummingbird.
Oh my God. He's like the hummingbird savior of the world.
Yes. Like, I feel like as much like crazy shit. Spidey. I feel he loves her.
Spidey. Oh, he does.
They've been together for like 12 years.
No, but I mean, like, I feel like. Of all the, like, everybody was like, oh, you know, he's just this and he's just that. Because that was, like, the big thing with Lauren. She's like, he is not, like, a
like
good...
Like, he's using you.
And I was like, but
no.
Like,
no. I think at this, the jig would have been up. Like, we would have figured it out.
Yeah, no. They are in it. It's real.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like,
as
the shit that
I mean, as real as it can be, I guess.
Like, I mean, listen, the spotlight was off of them for a long time.
Yeah,
they had a lot
still
of
and
financial struggles.
Yeah.
Like, they...
And they're still together.
Yeah.
And they could have easily...
Yeah, they could have easily split. And they didn't, so... Right. They're in it.
Yeah. We shall see. I loved The Hills.
Me
so
too.
I
love The Hills and I love Laguna Beach.
I
was a big
and I love The OC.
I was a big Laguna Beach like leading into, you know, The Hills.
The New York one too. What was it called?
Oh, The City. I never
saw
it.
I never saw The City.
That's when we got Olivia Palermo, right?
Yep. Yeah.
She's stupid.
And then I wasn't there for that. Like I was a big LC.
Is Whitney
person.
Gonna be on The Hills?
I think so.
Is she?
I feel like I saw her in the trailer.
I didn't pay attention because Whitney was always, to me, like, un papa sin sal. Like, she was always the most boring. I can't believe that of all the people she got a spinoff, I would have much rather have seen a low spinoff.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I always felt like Whitney was, like, the most vanilla, like,
yeah.
white bread, like, boring person.
Agreed.
Yeah, which is why, like, I was always an LC person when LC was out.
Well, I was an LC person for a long time. And then it's ironic because, like, I now find her annoying. And I like Kristen and I like Kristen's show. I
love her.
But I was never a Kristen fan back
in the day. I've always liked Kristen.
I've never been a Kristen fan.
I love hated her. Like, I you know what loved I think? How much I hated her. Like, like, she was the villain and she did such a good job. But
you know what I think changed it for me is when she went on Dancing with the Stars, where she was, like, a little bit more humble and she was, like, normal.
Yeah, she wasn't, but she wasn't playing that character.
Well, she said it. She's like, "Hi, I'm Kristen Cavallari, and I am not a bitch." Like, that was her opening line on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, like, the thing is, like, drama, I remember
drama.
Yeah, like, because I remember watching her in Laguna Beach and being like, "No,
Steven,
is Steven back for this?"
I didn't see him either
because he's, like, a legitimate actor.
Like, he's in, like, after the One Tree Hill.
I only saw him in One Tree Hill. I haven't seen him in
anything. Fuck you. That's a legitimate show.
But I haven't seen him in anything else.
I don't care.
Is he still acting?
Oh, I don't. I'm sure. Maybe he's on Lifetime. Or Hallmark.
He's not on Hallmark. I can tell you that much.
So maybe he's on Lifetime.
And he wasn't on the One Tree Hill
movies. He seems like one... He seems like he would be really good for Hallmark.
Yes.
He fits that 100%.
And I can tell you he's not on there because I would know, but I feel that, like...
Why? Do you watch Hallmark a lot?
No, never. But I feel that if he would have been, like, if he was doing stuff, he would have been part of that Lifetime...
Right, the movie.
Movie, because
Which
that was...
I still haven't seen.
Oh, my God. It's, like...
Is really, it cute?
It's cute. Like, it's shitty, but it's cute.
That's fine.
I just wrote down, where is Steven?
Steven!
Steven.
Let's find out.
Do you remember when they had that white party at the hotel?
Yes.
And Kristen didn't wear white?
I want to, like, go back and, like, binge all these.
You absolutely can. I think it's all on Netflix. I think The Hill is all on Netflix. Oh, yes, I'm gonna
go do it. That's right. He was in that one.
What? Huh?
He did do a
Hallmark movie?
No, it wasn't Hallmark, but it was a
Lifetime.
It was Lifetime.
Lifetime is like Hallmark of murder.
Yeah, but he did it. But
am I wrong?
Do you know who his love interest in it was?
Lacey Chabert.
Beverly Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
From Seventh Heaven.
From Seventh Heaven. You know, I had a...
I answered my question. He's on Lifetime.
So, the first guy I ever kissed when I was like...
Was his name Steven?
No, his name was Michael. I have a long history with men named... With boys named Michael.
Yes. Same here.
But boys named Michael have followed me my whole life. So, anyway...
That's weird because it's your dad's name.
It's my dad and my brother's name. So
that's weird.
Yeah,
so weird.
That's right. He was on Hit the Floor for a while.
So my first
on his IMDb. Yeah.
The first guy that I ever kissed, who I ended up, like, whatever, quote unquote, dating after that, said that I looked like Beverly Mitchell from Seventh Heaven,
is he blind?
He specifically watched Seventh Heaven. Because
you look nothing like her.
I mean, I don't know if maybe 12-year-old me did, but.
No, I knew 14.
But Lucy
you.
Was always my favorite.
Me too.
I never thought
she was the only one that wasn't, like, a hot fucking mess.
She was, yeah.
Because
she wasn't a hot mess until, like, she
because Jessica Biel yeah. was all
hated. Jessica Biel.
Her character
I still to this day don't like Jessica Biel because
of that show.
I still don't get it. Like,
fuck Jessica Biel.
I still don't get it. I've never gotten it with Jessica Biel. I'm like,
I don't get it.
She's
either.
Not and that pretty.
Mary gets
she
so
has
mad
a great.
At me.
I'll give her. Like, she's a great body. She's always had a great body. But face wise, I've always thought she was a butterface.
Yeah.
Like, and the thing is, like, putting up with her fucking character.
Yes.
For
Mary
so long.
Camden was so fucking annoying.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I feel so fucking vindicated right now. Why have we never had this conversation?
Do you know? Can I tell you a funny story?
I hated her for so long.
I felt so low.
When she was, like, dating, when she started dating Justin Timberlake, I was like,
yes. Oh my God.
And then when they broke up,
I didn't like him with Cameron Diaz, but I was like, bring Cameron back.
And then they broke up for a hot minute, and I was like, yes.
Yes. Oh my God, you guys, I felt so alone. I feel so seen right now.
Listen, I fucking loved Seventh Heaven. I'm really.
I watched
every episode of Seventh Heaven.
I know Ponce.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I know him.
Well, I've met him because we all
Doesn't
know him in Miami.
Doesn't everybody know him?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, when he came on, I was like.
He lit my cigarette once.
I was like, how the fuck am I going to give? No, no. Don't give that to her. Don't give that
He's
to her.
He's really pretty.
I know, but I was like, don't give that to her.
Listen,
she does not need a Latino husband.
Do you know that when David and I, when we were in high school, when we first started like dating, we bonded over Seventh Heaven because we both, like his parents made him watch, like they watched it like as a family.
Oh, no.
Because they were like.
They were clergy that family.
They were clergy kids. So we like bonded over that when we first started dating.
Okay, the show.
As we were having premarital sex, by the way.
The show. That,
well, like, I mean, know. As the kids on that show did too.
Vanessa, this horrible show that I just watched this week, the LA Complex, one of the girls in the show gets.
Is that like bootleg Melrose Place?
It really is. It's oh, like okay. It was in 2012. It wanted to be Melrose Place, but in like a shittier statement. It's all about people trying to make it in Hollywood. And one of the girls gets a gig on called Saving Grace.
Okay.
And it's Alan Thicke.
But I feel like there was a show called Saving
Grace. As the dad.
But there was a show called Saving
Grace. Yeah, but like later on.
Oh.
But that one, no, that one was with Holly Hunter. That one was actually a decent show. But like she like literally was like bottom of the barrel person, like ready to, like, and she got like, she had a near death experience and she came back and like, it's because she had to come back and like,
right.
Touched by an angel type shit.
Oh.
But LA Complex, if anybody has watched this stupid ass show.
I feel like it's bootleg Melrose.
It's
Place.
So fucking horrible.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to watch
it. It just got released on the Seed, on CW
I'm
Seed.
Not gonna watch it.
But it was on YouTube.
Oh, you might have been, and I don't know if you ever saw it, but you would like it. It's only one season and you would go back and watch it. Did you watch Hellcats?
Yes.
I loved that show. You should watch it.
I feel like I did.
It was about the cheerleaders in college and
it was Ally Mishalka.
It was Ali Mishalka and Ashley Tinsdale.
Yeah.
Yes, I feel like I did watch that.
Because they had a cheerleader.
I will go back and watch
it. They had a cheerleader's dorm, and I was like, goals.
That is goals.
Yeah, and Ali, because Ali's on iZombie now.
Well, AJ's on the Goldbergs.
Yes, which just.
And schooled.
Which feels very weird when I see her because I forget who she is, and then I remember.
For a long time, we were watching. So I'm doing a catch up of the Goldbergs.
Me too.
These people have all. Seen the Goldbergs, but David and I have not. Like
I'm only on season
you,
one.
Listen,
I have never watched it chronologically. I just watch it when
it's on. Friends with all you guys has introduced me to a lot of TV shows I wouldn't have otherwise started watching.
Same.
So, but anyway,
I watch a lot of shit.
We're in a catch up with the Goldbergs, and the girl that plays Lainey, who's like Barry's girlfriend, was always very familiar to me. I'm like, where the fuck do I know this girl from?
Same thing happened.
So then I had to do like a Google search. And I was like, oh, it's a fucking Disney kid.
She's from Milkmaids. She's fucking Ally and AJ.
Yeah, exactly. Like, which, by the way, I showed David like their new like album cover and they're basically naked on it. And I was
oh, no Disney.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no Disney.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like,
they're basically like just doing the thing where they hold their nipples.
But like, yeah, like I remember watching the Goldbergs and going, I know this girl. And it's just because she does not look like her sister. Like,
no.
She's like.
No, they never have looked alike.
Allie's the pretty one. Like, she's like.
That's mean.
Well, it's true.
Well.
But, like, what? Like, so watching that one and watching a couple other ones, I was like, but yes, I've watched Hellcats. I've watched a lot of crap. But I started.
I don't think Hellcats was crap.
No, but I just say I watched a lot of crap because.
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah, but that's what Allie's been looking like for the last. Four seasons of iZombie. I love that show. But yeah, I started watching LA Complex and it's horrible. Like ridiculously horrible.
Are you gonna stop?
I already finished it. Oh. Because I told you the first season is six episodes.
So it
got a second season. The first season was six episodes, second season like 12
episodes.
She did not
stop. She finished.
No, because the stupid show, as stupid as it was, I wanted to know what they did with these characters because I was like, I wonder what happened. Like I stopped watching it like four times. And I was like, no, I really want to know. But now it's okay because I found this.
You
star.
Commit, dude. Like,
I commit.
Even if a show is super
oh no,
shitty,
I watch.
You will see that shit through.
She is committed.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, yeah. Because I want. Because I was like, even if it's shitty, I really want to know what happens. But like, I'm really glad because I now
it's like really easy to hook you into something.
It really is
a little bit.
Well, but like, I don't. But it's not mainstream. It's hard to hook me in the mainstream. Like everyone's
like Game
popular.
Game of Thrones.
Like Game of Thrones that she only watched the finales for until this season yeah. And then you actually watched
it. Well, I watched
it.
The first two seasons like straight and then after that I was like, oh, this is too much. It's too much shit going on.
Whatever. I don't want to talk about Game of Thrones. I'm so mad about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
but
I'm so mad at it.
I'm really excited that I just found Instant Star on YouTube because
I don't even know what the fuck show that is.
It's like it's shit Canadian TV. It's amazing. The same actors are on every fucking show and they're all
like everybody's
produced,
ever been on Degrassi.
Yeah. It's everybody's been on Degrassi and it's all produced by Linda Shuler, which is the one that did Degrassi. She did. And the only reason I know her fucking name is because it comes out at the end of every fucking episode. And she also did LA Complex. That's how I got it. Because Manny from Degrassi Degrassi is one of the people from.
What the fuck is she saying?
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of words. Degrassi.
Only thing I know about Degrassi.
Just gonna yell Degrassi.
The only thing I know about Degrassi is that Drake was on it and he was in a wheelchair. That's yep. all. That's
which I found that.
Of my, and which, the chick that was on the reboot of 90210.
Shaylee.
That one.
Which Jenny Grimes.
By the way, I have to.
Shaney Grimes.
I have Shaney to. Grimes? Like, I have a bone to pick with the quote unquote revival of 90210.
It's not a show.
Because it's not. A revival of 90210.
No.
Like,
what is it?
They're their own characters.
They're
their own
playing,
people.
Look, they're playing what's the
exaggerated
word?
Versions.
They're playing exaggerated versions of themselves looking to reboot 90210.
So is it going like to be a reality
Shannon,
show?
It's going to be Shannon.
It's going to be a mock reality show.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be like modern, like Modern Family or The okay. Office or Parks
yeah, it's
going to
be Shannon Doherty.
Playing extra like a, Shannon Doherty.
Yeah, so it's probably going to be bitch Shannon Doherty. Or like right. her saying like, hey guys, I'm not that much of a bitch that everybody thought I was.
Yeah. So it's a little not, which I figured, I'm like, listen, they did a reboot of 90210 and the originals for the most part were on it.
Yeah, because.
I think with the exception of Shannon Doherty and Luke Perry, they were all on it in the four seasons it was on.
Yeah, because Jenny Garth
was a full-time character and,
Tori Spelling was on it.
Yeah, because she was, because her little sister that was actually born in the original show was on.
They grew her up.
Right. They was on the revival and then, but she was.
Pretty was. On it and directed of an episode.
Yeah,
two.
And she was a recurring cast member. She was like, she was on it all the time, and like she had a storyline. So I was like, what are they going to do that they haven't already done on this reboot? Because that reboot went on for four seasons. It's not the longest run, but it's a run.
That's a long time.
4 years is a good amount of time. So
and it wasn't horrible.
It wasn't
Melrose Place horrible.
Oh, the reboot of Melrose Place with Ashley Simpson that lasted like six episodes. Yeah, it was bad.
It was bad. You can't do Melrose Place with a fucking young cast.
You think you can?
No, it has to be. Like,
it just has to be the right people. But maybe. I don't think Melrose Place is a CW show.
No,
I think if you were to put Melrose Place like at least basic cable, like FX or something like that, it would work. Because I think Melrose Place needs to be a little bit more risque.
That's why I say like it can't be like that young like Ashley Simpson. Like
it can't be like well Ashley Simpson's my age, but it can't be. It can't be like a fresh out of college.
Yeah, high school. Yeah, because that's what 90210 is for. Like, right. For them to get
it's
to
It's got
to
be like a mid-20s show. Because
that was the whole thing. Like, when they introduced, everybody was in their 20s. That they were, you know.
And to be fair,
really
I'm pretty
40s.
Sure. No. I'm pretty sure that Ashley Simpson, when that started, was mid-20s.
Yeah, but she also looks 12.
Does she?
She did.
I haven't seen her in a while.
I don't know where
she got her nose done.
Listen,
and it's like goal nose.
Yeah,
like I want that nose.
Mm-hmm. But it didn't have Ryan Cabrera.
Stupid. I don't want his skunk hair anyway.
These headphones are giving me a headache.
Is this too much talking in your ears?
They're like squeezing my head. They're really tight
because they're brand new.
That's what
she said. I'll wear them for a while if you want.
It's fine.
Well, let me go pee and then we can talk about other things. So. I don't know if you want to pause or if you guys want to keep talking.
I don't know.
But I don't care.
No, Neri says we can't pause. That you can do the you can stop and then when we come back or do it now and then do the wine pour now.
Okay, wait. I'm going to do the wine pour. Hang on. Wine pour and then we'll be back. Wine pour.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And welcome back. That was a 5-minute break for us. It was 5 seconds for you guys. Welcome. Thanks for holding. Before we
sorry,
jump
I needed to pee.
It's okay. Before we jump into our next topic, I do want to talk about our wine real quick because we didn't talk about it.
Did
at
we
the beginning.
Totally skip over it?
We totally skipped over it.
Damn it, CW and your compelling shitty shows.
This wine is another Aldi find, and I think it was $6.99 if I'm not mistaken. This is sounds from right. The Exquisite Collection. It is a Malbec from Mendoza, Argentina. And I mean, that's a we can't complain about it. It's almost gone.
Listen, it's so. Our listen, Chilean. So far, I'm like Chilean and
Chilean.
I drink. And Argentinian wines. Honestly, I've yet to find a one that one. I did not like.
I feel the same about Spanish wines too.
Yeah. So you know, if it's like there's hit or miss, like, and it's weird to say, like hit or miss with local wines, like the U.S. wines, like.
No, 100%. I agree.
They're very hit or miss, but especially a good Malbec, and it's an Argentinian Malbec.
Argentinian wines.
All Malbecs are Argentinian.
Yeah, okay.
Then. It's like saying all Rioja has are Spanish.
Thank you. Wikipedia.
You were just saying in our last episode that we needed to learn a little bit more about wine, and I this is the
listen.
One...
Don't use my words against me, okay? I don't appreciate.
I told
that.
Her just I totally. Just... I totally just gave Steph like this like caca face, but it wasn't really a caca face.
It's a caca like face with love.
You wish you know what? Do you know what I want right now? I want Darian's like ham serrano.
I'm telling ham you, serrano
leg. Those boys have spoiled us, man.
I know. Every time we go over there, well, listen. Last time we only got Mojo Donuts, but
it was the
but
the best. When we were done recording.
When we were done recording, we were all starving. We were trying to figure out.
And it was pouring fucking rain,
dude. Like I think you hear it in the episode, like the lightning and the thunder. But we went downstairs.
No, like we got text messages. Like people were like, don't fucking leave where you're at.
So we were there.
I texted
like,
you guys too. I was like, drive safely. Please let me know when you get home because the rain is coming down and it's so bad.
So anyway, so we were, it was like 1 a.m. when we finished recording and we were like looking for food. We were all hungry.
Right.
And I think the only thing that was open was Casa Havana or something and they weren't delivering. We had to go pick it up and we're like, fuck that. We're not leaving. Mm-hmm. So we kind of just like raided DJ's refrigerator and we just took out. I had a bag.
It was like right around Easter, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. I had a bag of Goldfish in my purse.
Nice.
So that I took that out and we made like a super ghetto. It's on our Instagram. Yeah. If you want to check it out. We made like a super ghetto like charcuterie board.
Nice.
That had goldfish.
You still have the balls to call it a charcuterie board.
It was
that has goldfish.
It was because we presented it on a plate.
Yes, it was on a very nicely arranged plate. We had like goldfish. We had like string cheese. We had
that pesto sauce was
pesto
fire.
Sauce from fucking Publix that he said that he gets at Publix in the deli, like where the hummus is.
Right.
Which is fucking delicious. That which I was dipping my goldfish into
and it. And we all tried it. So and it was fucking good. And then he busted out with the piece
he's
that
like,
it says
"Don Monserrano," and I'm like, "Sure." And I'm thinking that he's gonna bring out like the public
the
deli
ham,
bag,
yeah.
Like the sliced ham. Nope. And he has this like fucking leg, like an entero leg of a pig,
nice.
On top of his refrigerator. And he brings it down. He was like, "Oh yeah, Ingrid is his wife." He's like, "Ingrid got this for me for Valentine's Day.
Like
it was
Valentine's
on Amazon.
Day.
This is what it's, I
yeah we Googled. We Googled
on Amazon.
Jeez."
And it's like a whole like mounted leg of a pig and you just like carve off the amount of meat that you want. And we started eating
shit's
that.
Shit's just falling.
Yeah. And we
too
dipped it and
we put the
pesto on it. It was fucking fantastic and that's
look
what
I want.
Look at
the shit I missed out on.
And that's what I want right now.
Sorry.
I can go. I can let me tell you. I have you know what? Actually
need
tomorrow
to buy that for your house.
I do and I if it wasn't for my husband being so like gaga, pig. Like I would and
you
like
can buy it and I'll have it when I come over.
But I really feel like I need to go tomorrow and buy the pesto sauce now because I'm like
I know I haven't been to Publix in a while because we've been doing our groceries at Trader Joe's, but I feel like I need to go to Publix.
Yeah, we've been going to Aldi a lot.
We've been to Aldi and Trader Joe's. We've been
Aldi
doing.
Is the tits clearly because we've had I don't know how many Aldi wines,
but we've been the last couple of weeks we made it. We've been going to Trader Joe's. Like we'll go like since we're up early anyways.
Right.
We'll go before the crowds and they're still parking and whatever. Cause it's a
I still fun. Haven't been to Trader Joe's. I have to go.
Girl.
Yeah. No.
Okay, look, the next day that I have off that I don't have anything, like during the week that I don't have anything going on, we'll go.
Yeah, we go to.
Cause you think the Aldi cheese section is good?
Yeah.
No, I know Trader Joe's is better than Aldi,
it's
but
the
I have an
company.
Aldi across the street.
It's the same
I know. But I have Aldi across the street, and Trader Joe's is like halfway across the city. So
yeah, but it's worth
Aldi
the drive.
Wins.
It's worth the drive.
Is it, though? It really is.
Their flower selection is really, really great.
I like
they
flowers.
Just don't have the random shit aisle. That's the only thing that they
love. That random shit aisle from
the two
Aldi.
Things that Trader Joe's that does not have was the random shit aisle, and they don't really have baby stuff. But,
I don't care about babies. I don't know about that.
Yeah, no, the other
ain't
day.
Nobody in this room has babies.
When I lived closer to Trader Joe's, that was a problem. But I had a Trader Joe's. I was close to Trader Joe's, but I had an Aldi around the corner. So I like did both.
Yeah, I went with my mom the
other
day.
I literally have Aldi walking distance from my house.
Yeah, we went the other day.
Supposedly they're putting one by your house.
Aldi?
Across the street from Finca.
Aldi or Trader Joe's?
Supposedly that's what that construction is.
Is that what that's because there's a Walmart.
Wait, Aldi, answer me!
Aldi.
Aldi. Because there's a Walmart supermarket
you know
that's coming.
Right. But that's not open. I feel like that's been ready for a while.
I feel
like
it's been a while and I'm ready.
But allegedly there's going to be an Aldi there. And I'm hoping for an Aldi-Wawa combination because there's no gas stations on that side of town.
Do you know how much it bothers me that there's no fucking gas stations from my house?
I understand.
No, from my house to like 8th Street and
I understand because when I lived in the hammocks, there was one gas station. It's like that mobile that's on like Hammocks Boulevard mm-hmm. and 104th. And it was always like 50 cents more than any other
gas
station.
Because there was nothing else around
it. Right, because there's nothing else out there. But at least Wawa keeps the prices down. By the way, last Saturday, we went to lunch at Wawa, specifically because I needed to get gas.
Guys, we just got Wawa down here.
Yeah.
FYI, for those of you
for
that have
everybody
Wawa.
Else that's in the modern world and has Wawa and has had Wawa. So, first of all, Wawa is the where in the Goldbergs where, like, Barry and his little friends hang out. They hang out in front of the Wawa. So, when we got there, I was like, I'm very disappointed that the JTP is not hanging out here. But it's fucking amazing. If you have not been to a Wawa, you need to go.
I went to a Wawa a while ago, recently.
And their gas is cheap.
Because the kids had to pee. We were in Orlando and the kids had to pee. And we stopped at a Wawa and I had never been inside one.
Bruh.
And I was like,
it is a legit.
Holy tits, this place is clean. Like,
it
was
clean,
nice.
And like, their food is really good.
I bought
good.
Sophia banana and it was a good banana.
Their stuff is, their food is really good. Like, we had to get gas and we were in the area. So it's like, let's stop by there. And we went and we got like sandwiches and they have like rice bowls and they have like, they have prepackaged salads, but they also have like, they'll make you a fresh one. Salad? Their coffee bar is really good.
Good to know. I'm always in the area where they just opened the Wawa and Kendall on 120.
Yeah, we're always in that area.
Yeah.
So
yeah. My doctor's down
well,
there.
I
so
go,
down
well,
there.
I have one. Since I work down south, I have one. Like 5 minutes. It's on 184th, and mm-hmm. I'm like on. Well, I'm on 240 something. So it's, but it's like 10 minutes.
Right. And I'm trying to remember where it was, and I can't remember where it is. They're also going to open in around here. It's either around me or around up there, like around the Wawa Aldi, a Five Below.
Five Below.
Here, there's one here right by the Top Golf. They're going to open.
That's where it's
going
to
be.
Okay. I have to tell you, I have a Five Below.
You do?
Right close to work. It's the fucking shit.
It is. It's
Dude,
so great.
I had never been. First of all, this is like really like an adult conversation that we're having right now because like we would never have these conversations like 15 years ago. But anyway.
Hell no. I'm talking about fucking Aldi, Wawa, Trader Joe's, and Five Below.
But
like,
anyway,
this is grown up talk.
Bro, Five Below is like if the Dollar Tree and Party City and like Ross all got together.
Yeah.
But nothing is over
$5. And the fun aisle in Aldi.
Yeah.
Right. Or like the dollar spot in Target.
Yeah.
And Claire's.
Right. It's like so
Charming
much Charlie's. Random shit. Yeah. It's random shit that's all put together, but it's so fucking useful. Their party section
is
great.
Yeah, it's not like Tuesday morning.
What the
no,
fuck
Tuesday
is Tuesday morning?
Oh, I love Tuesday
morning. Tuesday
morning,
morning
I
is
have
amazing.
One down in Color Bay and I have
oh,
one.
You need to go.
It's like the Ross and the Marshalls, but it's almost a little bit cheaper than those. They have great
They have
stuff.
Like appliances and shit.
Oh, yeah?
It's kind of like a garage sale. It's like a fancy garage sale because sometimes like you find great
I
shit.
I have a Habitat Restore downstairs.
You
downtown.
Should go to Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning is amazing. And it's called Tuesday morning because
I have one right next to the Burlington.
Yeah, because Tuesday morning.
Sales are on Tuesdays. Like they get new shit and they mark stuff down on Tuesdays.
You know where I've also been and I'm a little ashamed to say? And it's like I thought Ross was the bottom of the barrel.
No.
Bro, have you been to Aditi's Discounts?
No.
There's one by the uniform store here by Corka on 8th Street. And I walked.
Yeah. It's like low-end Ross.
It's awful.
It's awful.
But back to Five Below.
You can get like shit for $5.
You have to
and
go to,
it's
but
not
Five Below.
Terrible.
Five Below is the shit. And Five Below has like.
I feel like I'm going to do my Christmas shopping this year. Because they have nice for, like, stocking
stuffers. But it's nice stuff.
For the kids. Yeah. They have, like, coloring books. And they have Crayola. Like, yeah. They have crayons.
Like, I feel like I'm going to do a lot of my kids' party favor bags. And
yes.
Stuff.
Yes. Yes.
Like, it's...
Yeah. Like, well, Oliver, the other day, he wanted a basketball. Because we went to a Heat game a couple weeks ago. And he wanted, like, we took them to
Did I not come with my wedding rings?
I didn't see you wearing your wedding rings.
I didn't see wearing rings.
Okay. I'm a little drunk, so I don't know what's happening.
Okay.
So.
We went to the Heat
That's
game.
That's my face.
And we took the kids to, like, the gift shop at the arena.
Oh, where everything's $47. Right.
So that they could, like, pick, like, a t-shirt or, like, a little toy or whatever. But Oliver was like, I want a basketball. A plain fucking basketball. It didn't even say Miami. It was, like, the orange basketball.
$80.
It was $35 fucking dollars for a basketball.
Makes sense.
I went to Five Below, $5. Same fucking basketball.
No, plus Five Below has a lot of licensed stuff.
Yeah.
And they have, like, a $5 t-shirt section. Like, all these shirts that I'm always
paying for. It's like Spencer's Gifts with the t-shirts.
Yes. And they have, like, makeup.
Oh, no, Five Below is amazing.
Five Below is legit. I was, like, really scared. I didn't know what it was. And then I went into one, and I was like, this is, like, Dollar Tree on steroids.
Yeah.
Like, this
is- well, I had heard about it because, like, again, I'm in a shit ton of Facebook groups. And people are like, oh, I bought these stickers and these pens at Five Below. And I'm like, the fuck is a Five Below?
Yeah, a lot of the silhouette groups that I'm in, yeah, they buy a lot of their stuff.
Like the washing, you know where I first saw, of course, because this is where I first see everything. I first saw Five Below in Orlando, like Kissimmee, but like the Kissimmee side of Orlando. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And for years, I've been like, what the fuck is that? Because you know how when you get off on like 249, you have to drive through like the suburbs before you get into Disney? And in like the loop, in that shopping center, there's one. And I was like, what the fuck is that shit? And then we got one. And I go to down in Cutler Bay, I go to the Publix and the Happy Fiesta all the time. Yeah. I work right by there. And I was like, you know what?
What's Happy Fiesta?
It's like Venezuelan Party City. I'm surprised you don't know about Happy Fiesta.
I know there's like a Venezuelan party place here in Doral by the Best Buy.
Yeah.
It's the same thing?
It's the same thing. Okay. And then there's one on Core Weighted. Across the street from Five Below.
I know what it
but
is.
But it's Venezuelan Party City, but I like it more than Party City.
Okay.
I like it more than Party City, though.
Yeah, you have a lot of options.
You have a lot of options, and then like when you're doing Hora Loca stuff, obviously because Hora Loca is a Venezuelan thing, that's the best place to get like all the props and stuff for Hora Loca.
You know what's also opening, which we've talked about this before, me and you, not on air, Lucky Market.
Lucky Market, but Lucky Market hasn't done anything. Like I drive by there frequently.
It's just
and it still has like the H.H. Gregg shit, and I'm a little annoyed.
On Kendall and
127, where H.H. Gregg was, they're putting a Lucky Market, which is like cheap Whole Foods.
Okay.
Which I thought it was going to be an Asian market, not going to pretend. Like,
I thought we have an Asian market. I just here called the same Lucky's. Thing. That's why.
Yeah, because we have one.
It's a grocery store out of Colorado or Boulder.
I don't know where
Boulder is in Colorado.
Shut up, I'm drunk.
Geography.
So it's a grocery store out of Boulder, Colorado, but it's are you okay?
Is Missy still here?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell her we said hi. But it would get out.
Yeah, but like when I first saw it, I go to Stephanie, I'm like, is it an Asian market? And like not to be like anything, just because Lucky's.
It's cheap Whole Foods.
And it's cheap Whole Foods. And I'm like, okay, like that's close. Where are you? Open. Open.
I know. I drive by. It was supposed to open in like the spring of 2019, which we are in spring 2019.
We're almost in summer.
Yeah, and it's not open. But like you,
June
like,
1st is hurricane season.
The H.H. Gregg shopping cart's like still at the door.
And it's
of the
such a big freaking
space. It's a huge
space.
Building.
Because the H.H. because it was.
I bought my TV there, so
H.H. Gregg is appliances. Isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like Brands Mart.
It's like Brands Mart. It was like so big that I'm like, yes, like take all the spaces.
You know what would be a great place for a Trader Joe's? And Trader Joe's, if you're listening, please heed our advice.
Trader Joe's needs to spread a little bit west. 157th
and Miller?
Same. I mean,
I would be okay with that because I'm over there to take Oliver to school.
They're putting...
No.
Where?
In the space where the Toys R Us was on Kendall 117.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it would be a good place.
They have good parking. It's a horrible parking, like the one in frickin' US
One.
Why would they fucking put it on US
One? You know
One?
They have like a guard now that like
that he like directs
parking.
You for parking.
It's made it easier.
Good.
Yeah,
but again, like we've been going before 9 a.m. so that like we which
avoid the
I hate that this
mom-ish.
Is my fucking life that I'm going to fucking Trader Joe's before 9 o'clock. But my kid's up, so I might as well get out of the house.
Do you know that I had like a moment that I was like, relax, like okay, I get it. They're enjoying the moment. But I was like, this is not the fucking time for the moment. We went like a couple weeks ago to Trader Joe's, maybe a little bit more. But we're there And the place, it's literally Saturday or Sunday.
$1 pretzel rolls. Yeah.
It's so like Saturday, it's like Saturday or Sunday at like 11 o'clock. Yeah. So it's like prime fucking Trader Joe's. Oh, yeah. Time.
Like all the Pinecrest stuff. Yeah. Are out yeah. There.
Everybody was out there. And there's like this family. And the parents are there with their shopping cart. And then they have allowed their child.
Oh, Link has with to have the mini shopping
cart. Oh, hell no.
And I'm like, I get it. Enjoy the moment. But this is not the time for it. Because the place was like this. And like the kids getting like lost.
Well,
the mom is literally like, where is he? Like you see the mom and dad playing the like, yeah. Do you got him? Like
that's no.
We let I'm stressed out own, just thinking about that. We let Link get his own shopping cart, but we're also going before 9 a.m.
But yeah. That's what I mean. Like, it's not
that crazy at that time.
But I was like, I get it. He's enjoying it. And Nathan has done the little shopping cart thing too. But it was literally that moment that I was like, dude, I fear for your child's safety right now.
You know what Link does? It's like he gets the produce bags and he puts everything that he's gonna buy because he has to like his stuff has to go in like the applesauces and like that kind of thing like the veggie straws right. Like the stuff that's his stuff
in
has
those
to go
bags
in his shopping cart but then it also has to go in the produce bags and I don't know why but then the other thing that he likes to do is that there's this one guy that works on Sundays at Trader Joe's and we like have to go to his line
okay
because he was nice to Link once so now we have to go to his line and he's like where's Edwin we have to go to Edwin and like last week he wasn't there so he was like but why isn't Edwin here I'm like
because he doesn't live here sometimes handsome.
People like- need days off but yeah but they're nice to kids in Trader Joe's because they'll take their car and they'll ring them up like have their own you know it's cute the way they do
no yeah they're good and like
yeah I don't like taking my kids grocery shopping so
well I just started following
Well, the reason I'm up at 8:30 on a Sunday is because of him. So yeah. He's coming with me.
Yeah, if I'm up, I
yeah,
just
but when I take my kids grocery shopping, I end up buying things like Nutella and cookies and gummies and shit that I don't want to buy.
Do you understand that I ended up the
you
other?
You know, you're the adult and you can say no.
Yeah, no,
it's hard because I want to eat those things.
Yeah, but I just think.
No, well, last Saturday we went to Aldi. and like Nathan's like walking. He's like, okay, because like sometimes he'll stay in the cart just because it's like he's like I don't want to walk because he's finally
under giant child fits in that cart
barely.
My kid that's small does not no, barely. He fits
in and
cart.
He's like, mommy, I'm like eventually like he'll want to sit there, but then he'll get uncomfortable.
What Aldi do you go to?
The one by the Costco. The one
Kendall.
Yeah, the one.
Aldi's no, good. It's a standalone.
No,
Aldi.
I know.
The one, 127th and 120th and 137th.
The other day I went to the Aldi that's on Coral Way, like by the Sushisaki. Yeah.
Oh, I never go to that
that's
one.
That's the original one. That was the first one that was here in Miami.
Yeah,
I went to that one. The shopping carts in that one are bigger than the one that's right here.
Oh, okay.
And like they're like the Costco size carts, like the seat is bigger. Right. So that's why I was asking if maybe the cart was bigger.
No, there's a regular one. And then like he'll go in and then he'll get annoyed. And then want to walk around, so he was walking around, and we go to the breadish, like I guess bread section,
the bakery section,
yeah. And like my mom like has discovered these like little like breads, like pseudo croissants, but they're not that like have chocolate infused in them already.
Link loves a croissant. She loves those.
You'll
eat that shit every morning for breakfast. Trader Joe's has a big one, and we've been buying them, and he takes like 3 days to eat one croissant. Like, he'll bite it off, and then I'll put it in its own Ziploc bag, and then, like, the next morning you can have it. But I'm not going to let a croissant go away.
Yeah. Like, my mom, like, loves these, like, freaking chocolate ones. So, like, she's going there, and then, like, Nathan just, like, stops. It was the funniest thing. Like, he stops, and he's like, and I see him, like, looking from afar, and he goes, Mommy, look. And it's, like, a tray of assorted cookies. And it's chocolate chip cookies, black like chocolate cookies and chocolate chip cookies but with like M&M's
Nathan's
on them
black cookies or actual
no like real ones so it was a whole like
Nathan's black cookies are just
so
orange.
It was a whole variety yeah so it was a whole variety of like chocolate chip cookies like it was chocolate chip cookies and the chocolate chip cookies with the M&M's on them and then
like the cookie platter from BJ's
yeah like the cookie platter so he goes Mommy look at this and like I'm like okay and like I forgot what it was that we had been earlier so I was like okay you know what do you want this? Like, I'll take it to the house. Like, you know, like, let's have some cookies. It was like $4.99, something ridiculously, like, cheap. Like, do you want this? Like, yes, Mommy. I have to have the cookie platter. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. So we buy it because Nathan had it. We get to the house and he's like, Mommy, I want a cookie. And I'm like, okay. So I get the platter and like, I pop the seal.
Did
and
he
I
lick all the cookies? Don't let Nary have
He
one.
Looked at me and he goes, no, mommy, that's not a cookie. And I go, what are you talking about? He goes, no, I want a black cookie. I'm like, Nathan, you want an Oreo? And he goes, yeah. And I go, what about all these cookies? He goes, oh, no, mommy, I don't want any of these.
Lo mato.
So I ended up gifting them to the school. I was like, here. I was like, for you guys. Thank you for all you do. Because I had a fucking cookie platter that I was not going to leave at my house.
Right. Yeah, because then you end up eating all the damn cookies.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
All right, guys.
Kids are fun.
Yeah, they are totally fun. So speaking of children.
Wait, well, what I like about... I just like the convenience of like paying like under $100 for like my week's groceries,
including meats and shit like that. Well, the other day I spent $140 at Aldi, but it's because I bought shit. Like I bought stuff for the house.
Well, I told you that if you saw another fucking like storage gallon thing, to get me.
I'll check.
Listen, they have like organic chicken breasts at Aldi for like $3.
Yeah, it's great.
No, yeah, the price are it's like fantastic. Well, when I do my Noche Buena, my Christmas Eve at my house, like I go there.
Yeah,
for the cheese platters
and I do it there for Thanksgiving when I have to do my like 18 trays of mac and cheese.
Their birthdays, like when like for my mom's birthday or my birthday or my brother's birthday, like I don't want to buy like a huge cake because it's just three adults and two kids. They have a $3 bun cake. Have you guys had it? The little chocolate bun cake.
No, I go to nothing but cakes.
Yeah, but that those are big cakes. They have
no, they have the little bunlets are like $6.
Uh-huh.
I go to a corner.
This
bakery.
One is bigger than, but this is bigger than the same. This is bigger than the $3 bunlet. It's like this big, and it's so fucking good. It's like a chocolate cake with like
but
a
you
chocolate.
Don't have to yell at us.
But I do because it's so fucking good, and it's $3. And their cheesecake is really good. They have like
the cheesecakes are good. I've had
they
them.
Have the cheesecake platter that has like assorted slices. Those are really good. And the other day I went and they were selling them by the two slices of cheesecake at a time. I'm like, this is amazing. I'm so I love Aldi. Missy went to Aldi for the first time today.
You need to. She had never been to Aldi.
Nope.
The fuck.
I've been telling her she just went today. And she
you
loved
need
it.
To go to Trader Joe's just for the flower section alone.
But see,
now
I
that
like
it's springtime,
listen. There.
Now that it's springtime and like the tulips are in season, like half their flower section is tulips.
I love tulips.
And they're like cheap. It's like $5 for a bouquet of tulips.
And I started recently following like two Instagram accounts that are like Trader Joe Fine.
Trader Joe's Junkie is my favorite fucking Instagram.
And like there's like all this shit that I'm like. What? Like this exists? Like the stuff
the everything but the bagel seasoning?
That is crack on a
listen, like a I don't can. I can't eat avocado toast cuz I'll throw up. But supposedly if you put that on
it
avocado
is fucking
toast,
delicious. Like
Dave is like a basic bitch when it comes to avocado toast.
You could have just stopped that basic bitch.
Right, but specifically like we've gone to brunch where he's ordered avocado
no,
toast.
No, see, I were so fucking basic. See, I don't order, like, I make it at my house. Like,
no, he'll order it at a restaurant.
No, I will pay $12 for avocado toast. Like, I'm going to make
it at my
house. I paid
$13 for fucking chicken fingers today.
If,
I'm like
if
not
you're
happy
going
about
somewhere
this.
And they're charging you $13 for avocado toast, you don't need to be eating there because that's fucking ridiculous.
No, that's like,
that's what it
that's
is.
That's
now.
What it is.
But for the same
that's
price, ridiculous. I can have Eggs Benedict and that's what I'm having.
Listen, speaking of avocado toast and brunch and basic shit, you know that Latin House moved?
Okay.
Latin House.
It's not no longer on Sunset and
no, it is where the diner was where Kendall Regal Cinemas is.
Really? So the diner's
not there?
Nope.
Me and Jeff went there like easily 2 months ago.
Okay. Well, it's not there anymore.
Well,
and
you
it's
used
now
to do karaoke at the diner.
Yes, but now it's Latin House.
Okay.
Which is better.
Why are you yelling at me?
Latin House has brunch.
Okay.
And we should
no,
go.
I'm all about it being Latin House, but are you Jeff? Are you awake? Are you awake?
I told David, I'm like, oh, we like now that we're done with Big Little Lies.
We went to that was like our like breakfast spot when we like had no children.
I just thought they were expensive. Like I was for a diner.
Yeah,
diner,
yeah, yeah, but they have a fluffer nutter, so I'm in.
A what? That's what they call people that like suck dick during porn.
That's
like
a fluffer.
A fluffer nutter is a peanut butter. No, it's a peanut butter and marshmallow fluff sandwich.
No, but there's a candy called Fluffer Nutter, isn't
it? I don't know about that, but this is like Elvis Presley's like favorite, like.
No, he did the peanut butter and banana.
That's a Fluffer Nutter. No.
I think you're just making shit up.
I think it's bedtime, guys.
No, but listen, I texted Dave and I was like, hey, Riverdale's on Netflix, so we can do that before Handmaids if you want. He's like, oh, that's a good idea because there are no witnesses when you'll murder me. And I'm like, I've already seen this. I'm not going to murder you.
Well, speaking of Handmaids, I just finished. I caught up to season 2.
And how do you feel?
I don't I don't know if it's because you guys told me.
Spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler. Okay, well, let me. 24. We're at 25 for the second half of this episode.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I can add a marker. So it'll remind me when I'm editing. 24:50. Okay. So I don't know if it. I don't know if it's like when a movie is like too hyped up for you. That like, oh, the movie's so amazing.
I get that. Inception and was
then,
that for me.
And then like you go and watch the movie and like, I don't fucking get it. I understand the anger that it sparks in people, but it didn't make me angry.
So I agree with you because I kind of like you binged it after the current season was already done.
Right.
So I wasn't like watching it week to week because like Hulu, for some reason with Handmaid's Tale, does not upload like all at once.
I get why they do that though.
I get why they do it too, but they do the first three episodes and then they do a week to week.
But Hulu does that with all their shows.
No, they don't.
I had to do the, I had to deal with that with The Path and I had to deal with that with Runaways.
Oh, well.
It's week to week.
Because some shows they don't. Because like,
some shows they don't.
Because
they,
for example, like Pen 15 and Shrill, like they uploaded them all at the same time.
Yeah, but like The Path, I had to do week to week.
Maybe they're more serious shows.
Yeah.
And Runaways, I had to do that week to week.
Maybe. So like I understand
why
also,
you do that Hulu.
I understand that also, but that I also think that, I'm very I don't know, is that I'm desensitized to things or it's that I know that this is fake fiction. Yeah. Like as realistic
can
as
I tell you, sorry, can I tell you that Sophie has learned the word fiction and now everything that we watch
is
she
fiction.
Asks me, Mommy, is this fiction? And I want to punch her in the head because it's driving me nuts.
I understand that.
Mommy, is this fiction? It's a fucking cartoon. Of course it's fiction. Like, stop it.
Well, I don't know if it's that I understand that while it is, like, scary in its proximity,
yeah,
I understand.
It's
I still understand that it's fiction.
Right.
Even though it might not be that.
It's not that, that much fiction.
It's not that far off. But I still understand that there is an element, like, we could potentially be 15, 20 years out from this.
No, I don't feel like it's that far
I'm
off.
I'm being nice.
I know, but I don't feel like it's that
far.
It's really, it's very scary and it's very anger-inducing because of the parallels of how fucking, it's, like, too real.
Right. No,
it's, like, that
but
hashtag
I, but
too
that's
real.
What I'm saying. I don't know if it's that it's too real and I'm just kind of like, eh. Or if it's that I'm just desensitized to other things, but I felt the same way. I felt like, as I was like, I get why people would make, like, why the show would make people stabby, but I don't necessarily feel that way.
I don't feel that way at all. Like,
Because, like, Christy has been telling us, like, don't binge it. You need to take a break. Christy and Q were like, don't binge it. You need to take breaks in between. Like, I saw it on, like, 4 days.
Yeah.
So,
well, I've been watching it for the last, like, week and a half. And the other day.
And I'm about to, like, do a second round because Dave wants to watch it.
I don't know. So. Like, I watched it when I was on maternity leave with Nathan.
Oh, that's why.
Your hormones were, like, up here, you know? Like,
listen, I saw the episode of Grey's Anatomy where April and Jackson's baby died while Link was, like, 2 months old and, like, breastfeed, like, legit on my tit. And and that baby was dying. And I was, like, a disaster. But otherwise, I don't really get like that with Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, but, like, that's the thing. So I watched it when, like, I was home on maternity leave with Nathan and I hated everyone. And watching it, like, we're talking 2013, and
that's
I was watching
when it came
it.
Out?
It yeah. can't have come out that late.
That's when I watched it.
No, there's no way.
Maternity. That's when I started watching it.
Are you sure?
I feel that's when I started watching it.
I don't think so.
How can it
it's
only
be two
on
seasons.
Season two?
There's no way.
I was home.
Could it have been for something else?
Honey, the first episode was April in 2017. Nathan was 4 years old.
And what did I watch? Maybe you watched the movie?
He was almost
no,
four.
The movie doesn't do that to me. I actually love the movie. But
I don't wear these anymore.
Yeah, but
me!
Especially if you're getting
them. Squeeze your head.
But yeah, like, I started watching it and I watched it week for week. And I remember, like, hugging Nathan a lot. So that's why I feel like he was younger.
Yeah.
He was 2013?
I don't know. But
is that the year he was December 2013?
Yeah. 2012.
2012 is when you got married.
No, 2012 I got married. 2013 he was born. 2014 is when I thought I had watched it.
Okay, so he was almost 4 years old.
Yeah, but
by the time this was aired.
Yeah, but when I
so you were watching something else.
Yeah, I did start watching PLL. I did binge PLL again that time.
It could have been that.
But I remember watching it and like just being mad.
I can't really get the mad feelings. Like, yeah, it's frustrating as hell. Like, especially watching
what they do to Rory Gilmore. It's, is not
I have
right.
zero Lots attachment to Rory Gilmore.
It's
so matter,
but
like,
it's not
I
about say, the. It's not
it
about
sucks.
The attachment.
Like, no, I get it. Like, it's not good what happens to her, but I get where most of you that are Gilmore Girls fans are coming from, in the sense that, like, there's this character that you guys have loved for such a long time, and then, like, she's the actress is playing a different person.
She is batshit fucking crazy in this. Like,
never saw Mad Men?
No.
Did you see Mad Men?
Yes.
Because she played a character on Mad Men that was very, it was the first thing that she, I think one of the first things she had done, like, outside afterwards, of Gilmore yeah. Girls. And it was, she's great in it. And that's actually where she met her husband. But she won an Emmy, I believe, before Handmaid's Tale won an Emmy for that, for a guest appearance. Yeah. She was fucking great on that show. And I didn't like her. When she came on I was on like, Handmaid's. Oh, what the fuck, this chick.
She's great on Handmaid's. Like, she, when she loses her shit and, like, she steals a car, I think, in the first season.
Yeah.
Like the fourth or fifth episode.
Yeah. And she, like, steals a car and she runs over a guardian. And I was like, yes, bitch. Yes, you run over those fucking assholes. Like, that, I was cheering for her. And, like, when, in season two, when she stabs Aunt Lydia in the back and pushes her down the fucking stairs, I had that Friends moment. I was like, push her down the stairs. Push her down the stairs.
I will say, like, one of the things that does kind of sometimes bother me about Handmaids is that I feel like, because some of the characters that are doing these things are the main characters, mm-hmm. they don't get as punished as, like, an ancillary character would.
Right.
So, like, I feel like, for example, when she steals the car, mm-hmm. like,
she would just be killed.
She would just be killed otherwise, but it's the fact that it's Alexis Bledel and they need her for other things. Like, they won't.
Well, I feel like,
does that make sense?
No, but in the storyline, like, she is a fertile woman, so, like, she can have
babies. But there's a lot of, but she hasn't had any. Number one, number two, there's a lot of other fertile girls.
But also, the men are the sterile ones,
right? But my point is that there's a lot of other fertile girls that are on the show, or other fertile characters that do less and have more severe punishment.
I also think it depends on who their commander is, or who their,
maybe, like,
the,
I feel
the,
like,
man in their house,
like,
is.
I feel like the perfect example is June. Like, June,
yeah,
June,
like,
does some,
June
fucked,
does
up
some
shit.
Fucked up shit.
And I don't, whether I agree or disagree is not the point. The point is that she does fucked up shit that, like, I feel like if someone like Janine would do it, yeah. like, she would.
Yeah,
like,
Janine got punished. If,
yeah.
And I look at, what's her name? Nick's wife.
I really love Janine
right now.
Eden,
it was like boom, boom, like,
well, that was very quick.
But like, Eden, they, okay, because I just watched that episode yesterday. Eden, they gave her a chance.
They did, and
they
gave her
plenty of chances to, like, repent and, like, renounce her sin and, like, ask for forgiveness, and she fucking didn't. She didn't.
But so I feel like we've gotten ahead of ourselves though with Handmaids. Like, can we kind of go back to the beginning? Because I feel like we kind of jumped a little bit ahead of, like, where we should have.
Well, I mean, like, we're talking, this is how we have our conversations.
Right, but let's try to structure it a little bit. So,
you're
basically,
wearing the headphones. You're driving.
I am. Basically, the overall concept of Handmaid's Tale is, like, it's a dystopian America where, like, the modern government has fallen and it's been replaced by a very fundamentalist religious theocracy,
very family first.
Right, a very kind of right wing conservative, if you want to go there. And I'm sorry if you're right wing conservative, but sometimes the truth hurts. I'm a very tough love kind of person. But anyway.
Suck it.
Anyway, so, but it's basically kind of, the circumstances of society are that the birth rates have fallen drastically, which are modern. If you do any kind of research on modern birth rates, they have been falling lately.
I saw an article today, actually, it was like, 2018, it had dropped like 38%.
Right. Which a lot of that can be attributed to the fact that, like, our generation, which is, like, now the generation that's in our 30s, like, the quote unquote millennial generation, is, like, just waiting longer to have children.
That, and I think we're a little, I don't want to say smarter, but we're a little more, like, proactive.
Right, like, we're more proactive with, like, right, kind of exactly. Stuff. So we're not, like, the amount of accidental pregnancies aren't as frequent as it has been in the past or whatever. So, there's that aspect of it.
Hashtag keep abortion legal.
But in this reality, it's probably that coupled with like environmental circumstances that just kind of affect fertility as a whole.
I'm waiting for Handmaids to explain what's happening.
Right.
Like why this is happening.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and I understand that, but for the most part, in this reality of Handmaid's Tale, like most of the men are actually sterile.
Yeah,
And the women that are fertile, basically, like there's like different classifications of people in this society. And there's, I can't remember what they're called. There are people that like live within their own family unit and have nothing, like, and they're the ones that wear like the gray.
Yeah,
I don't remember what they're called.
I don't know what they're called. I don't. The people that wear the gray
that are just like regular people.
Yeah.
Does she like hides out in their apartment for like a day and a half?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know their name because
I don't think
they were
not part
of the book.
No, I don't think so either.
They
but
part of the book. And
but there
part
is
of that
a. But the point is, within this Handmaid's Tale society, there is a society where like regular families can continue to
exist.
Like,
I feel like. I think it's like if you're already, when the government fell,
if you were already married,
if you're already established and you like already had children, like they would leave you alone. Like
right.
If you weren't a commander or like a high ranking official.
Right. And you were just kind of like left to do just like, I guess, whatever you want to call like a blue collar job or whatever.
Yeah. Like the guy that was helping her escape, he drove a bread delivery truck.
Right. So, and you're right. And then, but there's like the highest ranking is like the commander and their wives, which are the commanders and their wives are usually like barren couples and that have a handmaid living with them. And a handmaid is like a young, it's like an unmarried woman, a younger unmarried woman that like lives with them in their home.
I mean, not necessarily unmarried because June was married, but she was an adulteress.
If you don't fall into the typical parameters of their theocracy.
Yeah, it wasn't an unmarried woman. It was because unmarried women can still be taught.
Right.
These are fallen women.
Yeah.
Like they were either
gender traitors,
which is lesbian.
Or adulteress.
Right. June is considered an adulteress because her husband was married the first time. This religion was married before, and this religion recognizes the first marriage and not the second.
Well, also he started dating her while he was still married.
Well, he was still legally married.
But
and not
semantics of the reason she was
right
is because of the fact that the divorce was not recognized.
But I think like a regular, like,
did they say that though.
Yeah,
I think like a regular single girl, like unmarried woman, if they're fertile, it's gonna fall. Because like I don't think Janine is married to anybody or has. She's not a lesbian. She doesn't
she's
have.
Kind of crazy though.
She's a little crazy, but that doesn't really. That's neither really
it
here nor there.
She just ended up like she just ended up in that world. But I feel like if you follow by their rules,
I feel like if you are not really like necessarily committed to any one particular person because they don't care about same sex couples, or if they can discredit your relationship. And you are fertile.
Right, like they
the biggest caveat to that is that you have to be fertile.
Like
yeah.
And if they can find some way to disprove the fact that you are like
right,
if
like
they
the,
can find
like
some way to negate
couples,
your relationship.
Right, like they outlawed all lesbian
homosexual relationships.
Because Alexis Bledel's character Emily was trying to flee the country with her wife who was Canadian.
Right.
And their son. Their marriage certificate was no longer valid.
Right.
So
they either discredit like the homosexual relationship that you're in, or they get learned like in June's situation where she was legally married to her husband, but they recognized the first marriage and not the second. Or if it's someone like Moira who is a lesbian but wasn't
married
or committed or in a relationship.
That's another very important part because I think that was the thing with Moira was she had no male to claim her.
Right. And I don't think Janine does either because for all we know, Janine is a single straight girl and she's just a single straight girl that happens to be able to bear children.
Yeah, because Eden has a sister and when you find out from the dad, good job, that like they were raised for this world, like they've been raised in the belief of what they were supposed to, which is why when Eden fled, they turned her in.
Mm-hmm. That shocked me.
Yeah, but the thing is that there could be young unmarried women that were being raised by or protected by or molded by
their parents,
a male in this, and I think that's the issue probably with Janine and probably with Moira is that
they didn't have a male to claim them.
Remember. The flashback scenes show you that if you did not have a male to claim your money and property,
mm-hmm.
your money was given to the government.
Right.
Like, they took possession of any funds that you had. Like, June had money through her husband, but Moira...
I think she said it went to her dad.
Went to her dad, and she had no relationship because of the fact that she was gay.
Right.
Right. So, that's kind of, like, the basis of the society. It's, like, super fucked up. And, like, Handmaid's Tale, what they do brilliantly, one of the things they do brilliantly, is they do these, like, flashbacks, like, right before shit, like, hit the fan, and, like, the as parallels to what we're, like, I found a meme the other day, and I'm pretty sure I shared it, that it was like, do you remember the before scenes in Handmaid's Tale? Like, we're in the before scenes.
We are. It's really fucking scary.
Right. So, but anyway, so that's kind of like the world that this show sets up, like, in the first couple episodes. And there's, when you are a handmaid, the other class of women, just so we can cover it, are the Marthas, which is like, they're like the housekeepers, and they're based off of that. I don't remember that story in the Bible of, like, Martha and Mary, when Jesus comes to visit them. Mm-hmm. That Martha is, like, very preoccupied, like, with the home and, like, how the home is looking, and that it has to be clean or whatever. And Jesus tells her, like, that's not important to me. That's what the title of the Marthas is. So, like, they're like the cooks and, like, the maids for all intents and purposes. Right. And they're like
old. They maintain the house.
Typically older women or women that are barren and are single. So that's something that they can, you know, do with them. And then there are the aunts, who are typically older women that are kind of, like, training the handmaids.
Fucking Aunt Lydia.
But she always, did anybody ever see,
she always plays that.
She always plays, like, an old, like, cunty woman. did you see, and Christy might be the only other, did anybody ever see The Leftovers?
Yep.
So she was a very similar character on The Leftovers. And The Leftovers is really the only other show that I've ever seen that has been, like, as bleak as Handmaid's Tale.
Mm-hmm. A lot of fucking nicotine in that show.
Yeah, well, because that's what they do. But the Leftovers has really been, like, the way that the Handmaid's Tale makes me feel, like, just kind of, like, empty and just kind of, like, what the fuck are we doing?
Right.
That's the only other show that's ever made me feel that way has been The Leftovers. Okay. And it kind of has, like, I don't mean to, like, make light of this, because the Leftovers is a very heavy show, but, like, it's kind of almost like the first part, like, the first 20 minutes of Endgame. The whole concept of The Leftovers is that there was just, like, one day where half the population of the world disappeared.
Yeah, the rapture happened.
The rapture. And they call it the rapture because, for no other reason, like, they relate it to, like, the rapture in the Bible that's always been promised, that, like, mm-hmm. people are just going to die. And there's no rhyme or reason as to why. And you just go, and those people that have been chosen, they leave. So that's basically, like, what The Leftovers deals with, is, like, the aftermath of what happens after half of the world's population dies. Or a third, or 25%, or whatever. What?
She's in that show, too.
Yeah. And she plays a very similar character. She plays a character that, like, kind of, like,
she's in Girls,
pissed off about her circumstances, is kind of an asshole, and just kind of tells everybody what they need to do based on the situation, but, like, in a fucked up way, because she believes in the cause.
Okay.
So The Leftovers has this whole group of people that, like, they're, I forget something, but the word guilt is associated with them, and mm-hmm. It's basically, like, people that feel guilty about the fact that they were left on this earth, and people that didn't necessarily deserve to die died, and they should have gone. So what they do is they kind of, like, do these, like, silent protests, and they, like, chain smoke to, like, make themselves get closer to death. They constantly are putting themselves in positions so they can be closer to death, because they feel like they're not worthy of being here, because their own lives are so fucked. The Guilty Remnant, that's what they're called.
Okay. I see, it's such a long time ago.
Yeah, it's been years since I've seen their show. Because it only had, like, three seasons, and the last season wasn't great.
Yeah.
So, but that did give us Justin Theroux running in his sweatpants in that first episode, mm-hmm. which, if for no other reason, watch the first 5 minutes of that, just because that's, like, fucking porn. But anyway, I digress.
She's not wrong.
But I digress. So anyway, that's just kind of, like, the general premise of The Handmaids, is, like, this society that's been built.
Oh, Chrissy, she was on Freaks and Geeks.
Really? And Lydia?
Yeah. She was Cookie Kelly in two episodes. Mm.
But yeah, like, the whole thing with The Handmaid's Tale and everything is that there's a lot of, like, and I was telling this to Vanessa before, The Handmaid's Tale, the book and a movie happened in the 90s. It was Margaret Atwater and Atwood. And the whole thing was that she did this post-apocalyptic book a la V for Vendetta, a la, you know, 1984. Like, it's a post-apocalyptic world.
Right.
Like, it's a dystopian society. Hunger Games, Divergent, like, all these stories. And it came out, and yeah, it was, you know, a messed up society. Mm-hmm. And then here comes the movie, and we've got, you know, Natasha Richardson prior to her
R.A.P. Natasha Richardson.
Yeah. And Aidan Quinn and his beautiful, beautiful eyes. And Faye Dunaway as, like, the bitchiest of bitches. And
who does Faye Dunaway play?
She's
Serena?
Serena.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. And, like, so even, like, who plays the Aunt Lydia, like, the aunt and, like, her other fellow handmaids, like, it's a crazy story. Mm-hmm. But then you've got the ultimate love story of Natasha Richardson and Aidan Quinn of, like, of you never know her name. It's always Alfred.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick. But in the 1990s, mm-hmm. watching this, it is just a dystopian society.
Right.
It's not so close to our future.
I don't think we were ready for that.
And I watched it, and I would, I mean, I told you guys, like, I would watch it. Like, maybe a lot of shit that I watched back then was not age appropriate. But, like, I would watch it, and, like, I actually liked the movie. Like, I've watched it on multiple occasions. Like, there was, it was some weirdness to it, and I was like, okay, this is, like, fucked up, especially the ceremony scene. But, like, I still watched it.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. I watched it, and, like, it was this, I thought it was a cool movie. Just like I watched 1984, just like I watched Before Vendetta.
Right.
Just like I watched other, I love dystopian societies.
I do too. Shocker. But I don't really, I do too. And I've read a lot of, like, dystopian novels, and I've seen a lot of dystopian shit, but I don't think, and this is just my personal opinion, I don't think that anything has ever been quite as terrifying.
That's what I mean. So, like, I watched it in the 90s.
Right.
And the idea of this was so,
it was so, it was so far, yeah,
that it never, like, affected me.
Right.
And I was like, oh, they're going to do a remake. You know, they're going to now do a series on Handmaid's Tale. I'm like, I'm going to watch it. And the first episode, I sat there. And maybe that's why I was so disturbed by it.
Maybe.
Because now it's like, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and the show is made rawer than, yeah, like, the movie was.
Definitely rough. It's hard to watch.
Yeah, and I'm
watching. Ceremony scenes are.
And I'm watching it, and it's like, it, and it also, I think it takes a different perspective. You know, me watching it in my teens to me watching it now in my 40s.
But the ceremony, you read the book as well. Yeah. So the ceremony is, like, the same,
yeah, here's concept. The thing. So the whole idea of a world where we've gotten to the point that there is a need for handmaids because women are not fertile, men are not, are sterile, like, that is in the book. Mm-hmm. The idea of the ceremonies and all that world is in there, and the story of Alfred and Nick is in the books.
Mm-hmm.
The story of her past is touched on.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, there is no explanation to how we got there.
Right.
That was all her agreement with Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm okay with you guys expanding the universe, mm-hmm. or expanding the story, as long as it's something that could have happened,
right.
in this society. So the idea of how it happened is all them.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the people, the writers that they came up, right. with the idea. There's nothing about the book. So there was no, you know, a society where, you know, they started taking
that's
away,
very relatable.
It's very relatable. Where they took away credit, the money and jobs and, right. things like that's touched. Like, you expect that that's what happened,
right? But it's not, like, specifically.
No,
outlined.
Like, you're just. It's like any movie, like in Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. Like, they drop you
in the middle the of what's going
like,
on.
Like, they don't explain how we got there.
But you can, like, kind of put two and two together.
Yeah, the same
a little bit.
Yeah, and, like, in these movies, like, they don't explain how. Like, okay, like, nuclear freeze or nuclear war or blah, 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 like, but you don't, like, so the detailed parts that they come in with,
mm-hmm.
and the punishments,
right,
that's really, like, created by
that's
them.
Them okay,
and the women and the wives getting us to that point,
yeah,
is all show,
right?
So this show is, like, really, like, disturbing.
Yeah.
Because it switches it up. Like I said, like I told Vanessa, I think Missy pointed out that Neri has Handmaid's Tale. mm-hmm. in the family share.
I'm gonna watch it.
Like he owns the he has the original. And like it's a completely romanticized movie.
Right.
Compared to what this is. Mm-hmm. And I also think it's like 16-year-old me and 40-year-old me look at the world very, very different.
Oh, right? Yeah, of course.
I mean,
so watching
it. I would hope so.
Yeah, so watching it now, I'm like, that shit's not right.
Right.
Just like I was sending you again, shitty show of L.A. Complex that I was watching.
Fucking L.A. Complex.
I'm telling you, it was a fucking horrible show. I think
we take a shot every time you mention L.A. Complex.
But
I don't know that we would be able to go home.
No.
It's a 2012 show.
And but I feel like even between then and now, that it's like, I feel like so much has happened in the last
like he gets 6 years. Like one of this, like the guy's an aspiring comedian. Mm-hmm. And he gets on stage and he's really, really bad. And then finally, he has like an experience with a woman the night before that like they were really, really blackout drunk. And then she asked him to have, like they ended up having consensual sex. And then, but while they're having sex, she's still drunk and whatever. She asked him to choke her. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The next day, he's on stage and he starts talking. And he basically like starts, like puts her on blast.
Right.
That like, oh yeah, she wanted this and she asked me to do this and blah, 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 blah. And what in me, and like he goes on this whole tangent about what when you look at me says I'm going to be the guy that can choke you. Like that's the when you look for the mm-hmm. rapist looking guy. And like just those words like so blatantly thrown out there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is would not fly right now.
I hear
now.
The voices.
Right?
It's not just
it's voices. I'm not crazy.
I definitely
you guys, if you, I talk about it in our previous episode because the new mixer picks up radio stations.
I literally right now when you said that, I literally thought Hairspray. I hear the bells. Because the way you said it was like, I hear the voices.
I can hear the bells.
But yeah, like my voice is getting don't super raspy though.
I hear it.
Yeah, it's getting super raspy.
But yeah, so I really didn't get like, I want to kill my husband angry. But I do understand where that sentiment comes from because it's frustrating. And the part I think that really frustrated me the most is like the women.
Right.
That helped.
But doesn't that frustrate you
forward.
In life?
Like, yeah, it does.
Where the fact that like we know that the election was lost because of like middle-aged white women.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Well, just the same thing as like, okay, and listen, we've never sugarcoated it. We're for pro-women. We're not like, forget about like political party.
Yeah, forget about political party. We are pro-women. I mean, we're a group of women. Like,
yeah,
right.
So
there's
the fact
no
that,
way.
Yeah, the fact that this whole Alabama shit is happening right now and it's a female
but it's not
governor.
Just Alabama.
It's not. It's like
no,
seven
but
different states.
It was a female governor that signed
it. I know.
Yeah, but it's a female governor who's like in her 70s and this is not relevant.
Exactly.
To
it's
her.
Not. It's not something granted, that she's going to. It's definitely something that the three of us would have to deal with in our regular lives because. Like, I know the two of you are happy with one. I currently would like another one.
I'm on the fence about another one.
But right now, well, like,
let's say, okay, I'm 41.
Right.
Let's say I got pregnant. I personally, as my
you're at a higher risk for a lot of shit.
Would not, you know, I don't think I would. Obviously, if I have, I get pregnant, I would have the kid. But I'm 41 years old.
Right.
No, there's a lot of things that could
there's
potentially go wrong.
A lot of things there that are. Could go wrong in my pregnancy.
But even if you're not 41.
No, granted,
imagine if you're 16.
Well, no, but I'm saying like they're looking at like these like
right.
promiscuous children.
They're looking at extreme cases. They're looking at the situation where like abortion equals birth control.
Yeah.
And from in my experience, like, yeah, are there people that use abortion and birth control? Sure. I mean, you can't single out and say that nobody's going to do that. I know for a fact, like, I have known someone in my past that, like, had 5 abortions, and it's just because, like, she wasn't safe, and she didn't do anything to protect herself, and she just didn't want kids. So every time she got pregnant, she had an abortion.
But I don't
but
think that that's
do
the
I
majority.
Also, I, right, I was
no,
going to say,
not.
I don't think that that's the majority.
It's not the majority at all, but that's what the, like, stigma is on about
right.
saying rape and incest and all these things. They're forgetting the people that are, like, my age, let's say I get pregnant, I want a child. What if something goes wrong?
Right.
And now I have to carry that. Like, there's a woman in that was, I think, Ohio or Utah. She was like 5 months pregnant and the baby just could not.
But it happens.
It.
Like, sometimes babies die in utero.
Well,
it happens.
And she was not allowed to get the baby.
Like right. a DNC.
Yeah, because. There
was still alive.
A minimal heartbeat. She died of sepsis.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, listen, there are a lot of people like in my close immediate circle that have had either like late term miscarriages or, yeah, miscarriages past like 10 weeks, 22 weeks. It happened to a cousin of mine that she had her baby, well, the fetus, whatever, died like at 23 weeks. She had one of those I didn't know I was pregnant incidences. Mm-hmm. So by the time she even found out about it, she was like close to where she would have been for 30. And the only reason she found out was because she got actually sick. Yeah. Which, like, you can get like a really nasty infection and die.
Which is like us, healthy pregnancy, healthy labor. If the baby does not come out on its own in time, they have to do a C-section because the child can start pooping inside of you.
Yeah.
And if they don't get that kid out,
it's dangerous.
It's dangerous and you could die.
It's dangerous to both of them at that point.
Yeah.
But so that's a healthy pregnancy.
Right.
So there's a lot that could go wrong that they're not putting out there because they're just saying, oh, it's just people that, you know, are being promiscuous.
It's just like a blanket abortion.
Because, it's just like a blanket because they're counting on people's emotions being like, oh no, that's a baby. Murder is wrong.
They're counting like, on the fact that they're making
playing
you
on your emotions. Right, they're playing on the fact that you're gonna say no. Like a pregnancy is a baby. It's a human.
They're counting on the fact that, and a lot of before these like state by state things were implemented, like a lot of these abortion laws require an ultrasound before you have them. Like. To basically play on that. Yeah, they kind of guilt you into the fact that, like, emotions. Oh, look, it's a heartbeat. So, like, there's a heartbeat. So, it's real.
Yeah. And not only that, but, like,
I don't think it's never not real.
They force the mom to look at the pictures. They force the mom to look at the ultrasounds. They give her papers. They send her home before they do it. Like, you can't just walk into an abortion clinic and be like, I want an abortion today.
Right.
No, it's like buying
a
gun. Home.
There's like a 3-day waiting.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as if you wanted to have your tubes tied. Do you know how hard as a woman it is
to even get an IUD?
Because they're like, oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
Have you talked to your husband about this?
Again, like I've said 1,000 times, I'm in a shit ton of mom groups and somebody posted like, hey, share your experience. And one of the moms was like, she was one of the people, because I don't know if this was actually a mom's group. It might have been one of my planner groups. But she was like, I have known my entire life that I didn't want children. So 23, I went to get my tubes tied and they told me, oh no, no, this was a mom group. Cause she said she had 3 kids. She was 23 and she already had 3 kids. And she was like, I want to get my tubes tied because I don't want any more children. And they were like, but what if your husband wants more kids? And she's like, no, he has 3 kids. He doesn't want any more kids. And the doctor fucking asked her, what if you divorce your husband, remarry, and that man wants kids? So now not only are doctors worrying about
like your current
relationship, they're worrying about a non-existent relationship with a non-existent hypothetical man that hypothetically might want children. Like, what? And like, if a man wanted to walk into a vasectomy clinic tomorrow, I don't know what the fuck those doctors are called.
A urologist?
Okay, thank you. Again, yeah. Been drinking.
And their whole thing is that
they're reversible.
It's reversible.
But that's not 100%.
It's not.
But regardless.
Look, I worked with somebody that had accidentally got pregnant at 19, but kept it and was like happy with her baby and like had her baby and was very like happy in her life. But she didn't want more than one baby.
Yeah.
And I remember her like 19, 20 years old saying like, I want to get my tubes tied, but they won't let me until I'm at least 22.
Well, when I mean, this is like the other side of the coin. When I had Oliver, I think about 4 times they asked me, oh, are we doing your tubal ligation? And I was like, don't fucking do that because I might want another baby. I'm a little bit scared that they might have that because of the amount of times that they asked me. But they were pushing it on me.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know if it's like a Hispanic thing, but I live in Miami. I don't know. It's this teeny little fear that I have in the back of my head. But the majority of things that I hear is like even women that have like endometriosis, which is like fucking constant pain in your uterus, like cramps nonstop, cannot get a hysterectomy because they're too young. I'm like, so I'm supposed to fucking live in pain? There's a surgery that could fix it,
right?
And I'm supposed to live in pain because I might have a baby? Like that, it's fucking ridiculous.
Like it's really, and like I think like a lot of people like they pull the it's a child, it's a life, it's a or the religious side of it, but they forget that you're pushing this on a person,
mm-hmm. right?
Like, what about that person? What about that?
Well, look, I'm pretty sure I mentioned it in a Woo Bro, but like I have like several people like in my social media circle that like are. Very much like celebrating all of what's happening. Oh, that is very much like celebrating like all these quote unquote like wins in like abortion laws or whatever. And I'm like, I understand that like on the surface level, and I feel like this is a quote from Men in Black actually, but like a person is smart, but people are stupid.
No, I don't know where this came from, but that sounds about right.
But it's kind of like almost like on an individual level, like I understand that you are championing this like noble cause of like it's a life, and like and to a certain extent, like I don't necessarily disagree with you, and for me personally, it's not a choice that I don't think I would make. However, like I don't think that it's my business nor anybody else's 100%. To like make that choice for somebody else, but. At the end of the day, like, I understand that you as an individual, like, might be championing this noble cause of, like, trying to preserve life. But, like, I really need you. What I really need you to understand is that these people that are making these decisions on your behalf, because these are the people that we as society have voted in, they're not championing your noble cause. They could give a fuck.
They're using
they could
belief.
Give a fuck yeah. about this baby because Hello, if they gave
this,
a fuck
this guy
they
from would Alabama. Give this chick
they gave said, a fuck. The guy from Alabama, the guy that like put this out there in Alabama, they asked him because it's the 6-week rule.
Right.
Okay, so they asked him.
Which by the way, IVF. Like I don't know about you guys, but like I didn't find out I was pregnant with Link, so I was 10 weeks pregnant. Yeah.
But my period was super regular, so I knew like instantly.
I knew at 4 weeks, but just because I randomly took the test, just because
I've always had
no. I knew like the week after.
Which, by the way, like I put my IUD in like probably more than a year ago. I got my period once since I've had my IUD in, so I have not had another period. Yeah. So,
but like I think his name is Chisholm.
Great.
He said they asked him because it's a 6-week rule. They're like, oh, at 6 weeks, a baby it has a heartbeat. It's a baby. It's a life. And they asked him IVF. For those of you that don't know, this is where they get the egg and the sperm, and
they do basically like in the lab. It's a conception in the lab.
And then after 6 weeks, it is
implanted
when it is a viable pregnancy.
Yeah,
it will then be implanted. And they asked him at 6 weeks, is this considered a child?
It's not. Life.
And they said no, and because it is not in a woman.
It's not naturally.
No, because it's not. No, he
but that's
said
my
it's
point.
Not a woman,
that's
so
exactly
he
the point.
Care about
that's
it.
Exactly
that's
not
the
what
point.
I was bringing up. Is one of those governors in Alabama had to step down because he like signed the 6-week thing, but then he like sent one of his lovers get a fucking abortion. So they are not.
It's absolutely not about. It's absolutely not about.
It's not about
preserving life.
It's not
because if they cared about preserving life, they would like enforce some kind of like health benefits to these children that they're forcing women to be born. Not only are they forcing health benefits, not only forcing life on this child that like may or may not want to be here, but they also are enforcing like this. Oh, there's a person that needs to be responsible for this child for the very minimum 18 years. So,
well, my favorite is that Reddit thread that I sent you guys.
Yeah.
That this man got a woman pregnant that he wasn't like in a super serious relationship with, convinced her to not have an abortion, to keep the baby. And she told him the entire time that she was pregnant that she wanted nothing to do with the baby. And he said,
then she would sign it over.
Yeah, basically. She would sign it over. She pays child support. She pays 125% of what she's supposed to pay. So she's paying 25% more than what she's supposed to pay. And she does not see the kid. She doesn't want to see the kid. She
even said that if he were to like get married and like the woman that he marries wants to adopt the child, that she would sign over parental rights.
And he's mad because being a single parent is exhausting. Well, duh.
She told you what
from
you wanted.
The fucking beginning.
And she didn't want a kid.
So this kid is now in a shitty situation. Because why?
So he was, what I think the point of this Reddit thread was that he was looking for like court
sympathy.
No, he was looking for court ordered
to force her to take the kid so he could have a break. I'm fucking married. Who takes my kid?
Yeah, no.
No.
No, and
I'm like, how many fucking single moms out there would love a fucking break?
And they don't have
And they
one.
Don't get one.
Because dad gets to walk away.
Because dad gets to walk away scot fucking free.
Well, and the same thing, all these laws have repercussions for the mother that gets the
right.
For the doctor.
But what about the dad?
Nothing.
Because not every
In
case
Alabama,
here,
the penalties for a woman who have an abortion are far more severe than for a man who commits rape.
That's because it's quote unquote murder.
Right.
And rape is not murder.
But right. yet, not every woman that has an abortion does it on her own.
Right. And then, but like the scary thing about this whole thing is like also if you have a miscarriage,
that's the
you
scary
could
part.
Be
they could be investigated.
Like,
you're
because they
dealing with
they
the
could
wor-
consider
one of the worst traumas that has happened right. to
they could
your
consider
psyche.
They could consider and accuse you of like inducing your own miscarriage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they would have to basically then go in and prove that you purposefully
and then, like,
caused your own
miscarriage. A shitty part of all of that is on your EOB, on your explanation of benefits from your insurance, a miscarriage is classified
yep.
as an abortion. So what?
It's classified as, yeah, an involuntary
abortion. You know that these fucking people are going to be like, but look, here it is in black and white that you had a fucking abortion. Like, there's going to be no escaping it. And women who lost a very wanted baby are going to be punished for something that was completely outside of their control.
There's, and I forgot what country it is right now. It's a South American country, and they're called the 17 or the 27. I can't remember what the number is. And it's like either 17 or 27 women
mm-hmm.
in this South American country that are in prison
mm-hmm.
because they had miscarriages.
But we don't even
charged.
Have to go to South America. There's two women in, there's some women in this country. I want to say like on the Northwest coast. I don't remember exactly which state.
It can't be the Northwest coast. It can't be. The Northwest coast is like notoriously liberal.
I want to say it's there. I could be wrong. That's why I'm not even naming the state because honestly, I'm not 100% sure that are already being investigated for that.
I mean, I just, I don't want to blanket tell you that you're wrong. I just know that like,
Again,
statistically speaking, like Oregon and Washington are so like,
but I'm not
how like Texas is like almost like blanket red, like they're almost blanket blue.
Right.
So
again, I'm not 100% sure where.
Yeah.
I don't remember and I don't have all the facts, but I do know that there are some women in this
right.
country that are already being investigated for this because they are being accused of killing their.
Like inducing
yes,
their own abortion.
The most, like my greatest fear carrying Nathan was everything that I did.
Yeah.
Was
yeah,
like walking, driving, like bumping into things. Mm-hmm. I fell.
I
my
fell
garage.
On my stair once. Stairs
yeah.
once.
I fell with both my pregnancies. Yeah.
I fell in my garage because there's like this little like bump thing right at the where the door falls, and I fell. And I remember like for a good week, just fear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't feel a movie. And it was pretty, like, early
like,
in
they
the...
They sleep, by the way.
Yeah, and like, but it was like, early in the... Like, enough that I was like, oh my God, I don't feel him. And I'm like, what did I do?
Right. Yeah.
It's already so mind-blowingly tense to be
yeah.
pregnant.
Yeah.
Because everything you do, you have to think of the child.
Yeah.
And then to even
everything you
think,
eat, everything you
smell. I mean, like, I didn't give a fuck about the eating thing well, because, I mean, like, for centuries upon centuries, women were eating whatever.
But everything you do,
and
like,
drinking
whatever.
And smoking
yeah.
and whatever.
But you're driving in your car and you think, you know.
Oh,
like,
I was terrified to drive, especially the way people drive here.
I mean, I wasn't, but when I was, like, almost ready to give birth, my dad was like, why are you driving? I'm like, because I need to do shit. Like, you know.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, I was getting my hair done, and at the time, like, my hair person was coming to my house, and I went to go, like, rinse out my hair upstairs, and I was wearing, like, jelly sandals, you know, like, when they get wet, they, you kind of slide around in them, and I was coming down my stairs, and I, like, legit fell a couple, like, not rolled, but, like, I fell down, like, a couple of stairs, and, like, you heard it, but nobody was around to see it, and I was like, everybody's like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. I just dropped something. But it fucking fell, and I was pregnant.
Yeah.
I was like at least six months pregnant.
So you're, yeah, I fell with Sophie in my backyard.
Remember when you fell when you were pregnant with Oliver?
Yeah, I fell with Sophie here in my backyard. There was like a hole in the ground and I didn't see it. And like my foot went into it and I kind of like fell onto my butt and like rolled onto my back. And I was pretty pregnant already with when that happened. And then with Oliver, I was carrying Sophie. Like I had picked her up from school and it was raining. And I was walking down like the steps to get out of the building. And I was wearing like the Old Navy flip-flops. And you know, like, after a month of wearing them, they have no more traction on them. Yeah. And I stepped on the tile and I slipped. And luckily, I did not fall on top of my child, on top of Sophie, but I landed on my butt. And I remember that night, every time I would feel him move, I would count off his kicks, which I never did. But I would count his kicks and I would make sure I was like, did I feel 20 kicks this hour? Did I feel, you know, like a certain number of kicks every hour for like the entire weekend after I fell? Because I was freaking out.
So how can, like, we worry as women, and men will never.
No, they won't.
Never. And I don't care. Like,
it's like the joke in the last episode of Friends where like Anna Faris tells Chandler, like, I think it's time to kick you in the balls and see what hurts worse. Like, I understand that's like satire. But it's true. Like, I don't think there's anything. I will say that, like, I've experienced some pain that was worse than labor. Like, my.
No, but it's not a, not, not, it's not, not about the pain. It's not the labor. It's the fact of being the sole guardian.
Right.
Yeah.
Of this child for 9 months, mm-hmm. that anything you do can cause any harm to this child.
Right. Right.
And then you're going to put restrictions on me on top of that.
Right.
And then think that, and yeah, there is some fucked up people that would do this, that would,
oh, you know, yeah, you can generalize and say that they won't, like, do it.
Like, the majority of people that have a pregnancy, they're carrying it to term, they want that child. So if they have a late term abortion or miscarriage,
yeah, like, I don't think there's anybody that's having, I mean, like, again, I could
really
be wrong,
don't
but
feel
I think
like anybody wakes
very
up at 25, 26, 30 plus weeks and is like, I'm going to have an abortion tomorrow.
Like, I've already, like, even if you're doing it for like vanity's sake, like, if you don't want to get pregnant, like, look, my dad was married before my mom. And like, one of the reasons that they never had children is because she was a professional ballerina and she didn't want to fuck up her body. So like, even for vanity's sake, if you're like 19 and you have a fucking hot ass body, which, you know, and you don't want to. And you don't want to have a baby because you don't want to fuck up your body, even if it's for vanity's sake, like, at 25, 26 weeks, like, you've already fucked up your body. So, like, I don't think that there's anybody, I mean, maybe there are, maybe there aren't, but there's a very, very small minority of women that are having late-term abortions, like, because they fucking feel like
right.
it.
Right. I mean, Nary and I have a friend a year or two ago that they had to have a late-term abortion, but because the baby had so many, like, it, like, the baby wouldn't have survived had it been born,
right?
Well, and it was like, just and they like announced it to our group of friends in a text message. That was fucking heartbreaking to read. I can't even imagine having to have to make that kind of a decision. And like,
yeah, my friend,
I have no words. Like, there's no words to describe like what that kind of fucking pain would do to a person. You know, like, especially all of us, like, the three of us all have children already. Imagine, like, you get pregnant again, you want that baby, but that baby is going to threaten your life. So are you going to, like,
or keeping it, or hold, the no, child's no. life is in danger.
The child, the baby's life is in danger, but also your life is in danger. So, like, are you going to put your life on the line for a baby that's not here yet? What about your babies that are already here?
I mean, look, if I didn't already have a baby, then I might be willing to, like, risk that. Yeah. But, like, the fact that, like,
that you have one
yeah,
here.
That chain kind of yeah. changes.
No, it and the thing is,
a lot, not kind of, a lot. Like, there's somebody on this earth already that depends on you. And right. sure, you have a spouse and a, like, you have your husband that will also take care of your child, but
that
you can't replace that child. Could never replace a mom. Like, if your husband remarries, sure, he might find an amazing stepmother for your kid, but that's not that child's mother.
No, and like, they just said on Fox News, Pete Buttigieg just was on, and they tried to talk to him about this, and they're like, oh, but because they're trying to pull this late term abortion thing. And he's like,
people's
emotions. And he's like, yeah. And they told him, they're like, yeah, this accounts for 6,000 of the abortions done a year. And he goes, yes, that's 1%.
Right.
Yeah.
of those. And he even said, he goes, I don't know anyone who is in their fifth or sixth month
and just wakes up
and
one
just
day.
Wakes up one morning and says, I'm going to get rid of this kid. It's people where there's a health issue, where there's a livelihood issue, where somebody is at risk, or where they, things just happen.
Yeah.
All those people, like a lot of those people, a lot of the rainbow pregnancies,
a lot of them
are late a lot of, term.
Yeah, a lot of those babies die at 25, 26 weeks. And yeah, a baby can survive outside of utero at, I think, 22 or 23 something is the like earliest that they've done. But that doesn't mean that everyone does.
Right. And there's a lot of people that, and I have a friend who
And these are normal, like not normal, but for all intents and purposes, like normally developed children that don't have any kind of issues, like children that have like hydrocephalus, for example, or like one of these like really awful conditions where
like heart conditions
or brain malfunctions or whatever, that like the child like will not survive more than a few hours, maybe a couple of days, like,
and just some of them won't some of them won't make it through labor,
right? Which, and like, listen, if you are the type of parent or the type of mother or whatever that chooses to move forward despite all of that, then that's absolutely
amazing.
100%
are incredible.
Listen, I my parents have a good friend that they had two children already, and their third baby was born with hydrocephalus and lived like 23 hours, and they were told to get a late term abortion and they didn't. And but that's on them. Like, that's their 100% their choice to do or not.
Listen,
do those things.
Being pro-choice does not mean you are pro-abortion.
That you want everyone
means,
to have an abortion.
Exactly. That means that you are pro giving people the chance to choose
what they
what's
want.
Best Look, for them.
I know.
Like, I am pro-choice, but my choice is to not have an abortion if I don't need one.
I am pro-choice, but I don't think I could ever have an abortion.
Yeah, I don't think I
but
could go through
I
with
feel
it.
That if you need if, to make the decision, it's up to you.
Right.
It's between, and honestly, I'll say it's between you, the father, your doctor, and your God.
Right.
Your belief.
Your moral.
Right. Your moral.
It's, it up, it's nothing, between you and your conscience. Like,
right.
What are you?
And there's, and no, there's nowhere in there does it say your government.
Right. Or your neighbor.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really foresee a reason to have one other than like
a health issue.
Other than a health issue that would like potentially threaten my life.
Yeah.
Because like, because since I do have an almost 5-year-old that depends on me, and you know, I don't know that I could be okay with like risking the fact that he would be alone in this world. Not alone, because he still has his father, but like to be without a mother. But like, if it were the kind of situation that there was, I mean, it would have to be a very extreme circumstance where I, like, I would have to be pretty sure that like there was really like no light at the end of this tunnel. That's really the only circumstances I could think that I would put my, that I would do those kinds of things. But that doesn't mean, but like, my opinion is not the same for everybody else.
And the reason that we're
100%, and that's why pro-choice. Like, that's what pro-choice means.
Right. And listen, like, having been through, like, a lot of years of Catholic school, like, the one of the first things they tell you is, like, pro-choice does not mean pro-choice. Like, pro-choice is pro-abortion. Like, there's no way to look or there's no way around it, because if you're allowing abortion, you're allowing murder. And, like, and to a some degree, like, I still don't disagree. I don't disagree with that sentiment, in the sense that, like, I do believe that, like, it's a life regardless, but that doesn't, but that's my opinion for me and my family. And that's what works for me and my family.
Right.
That doesn't work for everybody.
It doesn't and work for
are,
my neighbor.
There
it
are women that are in like the prime of their careers.
Yeah.
There are women that just don't fucking want to have kids.
There,
and that's
but
totally
there's,
fine.
And then there's the women that already have 2 children or 3 children, and a fourth child would break the family.
Or there are women that like that birth control fails them, because birth control is not 100% effective.
Remember,
I got pregnant on
remember,
the pill.
Remember, Roe v. Wade doesn't
tell us you were there.
Roe v. Wade is
weren't
not,
you standing next to
Roe
RBG
Wade
that day?
Roe v. Wade is a married
it's a
woman
wife, yeah.
with multiple children already.
Mm-hmm.
It had nothing to do with a woman that was like 15 or 16 or 20 or something and got pregnant.
But even if you are 15 or 16 or 20, like, you have a whole life ahead of you. Like, why the fuck are we forcing you to have like a baby that you don't, because then listen, from my, at least, and I'm only speaking for myself in this respect, my background and the way that I was raised was told, like, even if you are under those circumstances and you have, like, you break the rules, quote unquote, of having premarital sex and you don't, like, your duty, for lack of a better word, your duty is to have that baby and then, like, give it a shot. And, right, like, put it up for adoption. And again, another noble cause that adoption. I don't necessarily disagree with. But, like, we also live in a country with a really, really fucking broken
system. Oh, my God. System. Our system is...
Where, your baby could be adopted. And chances are, like, the younger they are, the more likely they are to be adopted.
But if that child has one...
But if that child has one issue, like, forget nobody's it. It's in the fucking system them. Until it's fucking 18. And then what?
And then it's alone.
And then it's alone with fucking nobody. So, like, you are also putting your baby at risk, or your potential child or whatever, at risk for that kind of life where it's bouncing from foster home to foster home. And it's one issue and it could be a fucking stupid issue. It could be like, and again, I haven't been through this process, so I couldn't tell you. But, like, maybe the fucking 6-month-old just happens to have a cold that day and doesn't look the greatest. Like, people, right, when they're adopting are super fucking picky. Within a certain amount of reason, because a lot of people that are adopting have had, like, either fertility issues or whatever. Like, there is a certain amount of, like, emotional thought process that goes behind it. But... it doesn't matter. Well, and they woke up and had a fucking bad day.
And no, and feel let's like be completely, picking kids that day. And let's call a spade a spade. Like, let's call a spade a spade. Majority of the people that are in this currently, and this is not me just talking out of my ass, majority of the people that are approved, the picture perfect, because to be approved for an adoption.
Yeah, it takes a lot.
You have to be the picture
perfect. It costs a lot.
Yeah, and like, you have to be the cheap. A picture perfect situation. You are the parent, male, female, not a same sex couple.
Right.
Because that's super fucking hard. And what are they looking for?
Mm-hmm.
They are looking for a baby that looks little, like them. A little kid that looks like them, a little white child. So all these kids that you guys want to throw into the system. If they are a mixed or if they are a black Hispanic child, their chances of getting adopted drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not, you're not hurting just the person that's having the kid. You're hurting the kid.
And not only is our system broken, it's like vastly overcrowded is the other
thing. There's no money.
There is no money
being sent into it.
No.
We're taking money left and right from social programs.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not, and again, I think that there's a big issue right now that it's the liberal and conservative has become Republican and Democrat.
Yeah. Right.
And it has to stop. It's like, oh, the Democrats, oh, the Republicans. It's the fucking people. Like, stop thinking about, oh, they're a Democrat, they're a Republican. They're like, let's talk about your beliefs. Do you want to take care of this child?
It's like herd mindset.
Yeah. Yes. It's like, do you want to take care of this child? Do you want to give money to social programs? Do you want to practice what you preach? Do you want to?
But that's my whole point about all of this is that, like, if you really gave a fuck about this child that would, like, could potentially be aborted, like, I believe if you are pro-life, your responsibility, if you are going to force somebody that doesn't necessarily want this pregnant, like, pregnancy, this is X, Y, and Z exactly what you need to do. If you are going to force this person, you need to, first of all, provide healthcare for the mother the entire time she is pregnant, mm-hmm, at no cost to her, number one. Which, you know, Medicaid exists, and like, when I was pregnant with Lincoln, I didn't have, my job didn't provide me health insurance, so I had Medicaid and I had to pay for jack shit. So that's number one. Number two, once that child is born, not only do you need to pay for like the postpartum care for the mother for however long that lasts for, you also then are obligated to pay for the child. Not only, excuse me, not only with health insurance, but
the food,
with anything. You so then I believe daycare. It's also believe that if this is somebody who you have basically forced into having a baby, and then like she doesn't want it, so this baby is going into the system. Like it is your responsibility
to take care of it.
To take care of it, you need to pour money into the foster system or to whatever kind of system you want to invent or pull out of your ass or whatever to make sure that this one, and this is one kid. Like there are millions of fucking kids in, I don't know if millions, maybe not. I might have inflated that number.
No, there's hundreds of thousands.
But there's hundreds of thousands of kids in this foster system that for one reason or another don't get adopted. And some do.
Well, like kids that end up in the foster care system as older kids.
Right.
Like, those kids come with a shit ton of problems.
Yeah, like, because it's not unlikely that these children come from shitty situations. Shitty situations where like parents have like are been imprisoned or have died or whatever.
Drugs or abused. Right. Or like there's so many reasons why a child would end up in the foster care system.
And sometimes like a 15-year-old doesn't get adopted. Like
no, at all. Not at all.
Like they say that past the age of 5, the chances of getting adopted drop to like less than 20%. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these kids are kids that their mother got pregnant and
she was forced not to have a fucking kid. But that's why it's important for these programs like Planned Parenthood to exist, because like you can't, like abortions are expensive and like several thousands of dollars, and like sure can like a rich white girl that's 14 and gets accidentally pregnant, like can her parents pay for her abortion? Sure. But can like a more underprivileged girl from, you know, like this, not the greatest part of town afford this?
Being put into place to keep poor people poor.
Yeah.
Because a baby, if you may not be like under the poverty line or whatever, you could be just like living paycheck to paycheck. A baby will fucking put you into poverty.
Most people live paycheck to paycheck.
Yes, but obviously, but I mean like if you are already kind of like struggling,
right,
and you're struggling to make ends meet, and then you accidentally get pregnant and you're just not able to fucking do it, like a baby, and you, there's nothing you can do about it, right, to fix that situation. Like a baby, like,
it doesn't
pull
even
under.
Have to be that serious. Like some people just don't fucking want kids.
But you know what? That's nobody's
bottom.
Business.
But exactly. But that's my point.
Business. The reason
but
why
that's exactly my point.
Somebody like, doesn't want to keep their pregnancy.
Nobody.
Is
some people just
business.
Don't fucking want kids because guess what, peeps? Not everyone is cut out to be a parent, and
at
I
all.
Know that that's like fucking
at
hard
all.
To hear.
At all.
But like, there are plenty of people and plenty of people within my immediate circle that just don't want kids, and they say like, "I want to fucking if I want to get up and go to China for 3 weeks tomorrow, I want to have the freedom to do that." And that's your life, and that you have. Not everybody is fucking obligated.
As a mom, I would love to go to China for 3 weeks, but I just
can't
do that.
Like, that's exactly my point. Like, it's people.
I feel like what people, these people don't understand. Like, we're mothers. Like, we clearly want children. We have children.
Right.
But, like, you also, you can't take that option away from people. You just can't. You are taking a decision. Away from me that involves my health, because like as quote unquote easy as my pregnancies were, they're fucking hard as shit on your body,
right,
man. Like
I had a relatively easy pregnancy. Like nothing was wrong.
My pregnancy's boring. My dad's like, your pregnancies are fucking boring. You have nothing.
I had a fragile ex, like kind of like threat of a mutation, and that was like the worst thing. Other than that, like I had like absolutely nothing. Yeah, I was like anemic and like GBS positive
from 32 weeks.
I had, well, you got to stay at home. Your last couple,
but I was on bed rest. You know, I had,
and you're lucky. There's some women that are on
bed rest
from the beginning.
20 weeks. Yeah.
So it's a fucking mission, and like it's hard, and we do it, and to even. You know, we've been through it. We know what it's like to have a child, and we wanted to have these children. To force that on anybody,
it fucking wrecks
and
your
body. The same. I heard somebody say
it's fucking archaic. I'm sorry, like there's no other word for it. It's fucking archaic.
And again, if you want to prevent unwanted pregnancies out there, and you
teach sexual health, teach like actual contraceptive measures, because abstinence doesn't fucking work.
Yeah, and if it's so fucking easy for a man to get a vasectomy,
make them mandatory.
Make them mandatory, and then when you want to have kids, then you can reverse it. But then
you it literally what? you have to take one day off of work to recover from that shit. You need to take at least 6 weeks to recover from a fucking pregnancy after the baby's born.
Mm-hmm. And that's still too fucking soon.
And that is too fucking soon. But 6 weeks minimum, like,
listen, a vasectomy is like LASIK.
Yeah. You it's a long weekend.
Yeah.
So it makes,
like, you could get a vasectomy today, Friday. It's the Friday before Memorial Day.
And by Tuesday,
you're ready to go back to work.
Yeah.
So you tell
not me. Even. I have friends that their husbands have had vasectomies, and that afternoon they're up and moving around. Yeah.
So right now, if you want to tell me, you know what? If there was a law in the books that said that, it would never happen.
Never.
It's about
never.
A man's
Listen, one
body.
Of the things that I've learned from being, like, from, like, my dad having prostate cancer is that there is more, that's the
men don't
type of
PD
cancer
problems.
That is the most funded
of by, it
like,
is.
By either private funding or by government funding. It is the most funded. There is, like, it's. There's some kind of, like, staggering statistic. I can't remember the numbers right now. A, because I'm tired. B, because I'm a little drunk. But I can't remember the numbers, but it's, like, a really disparaging number between, like, the amount of money that's put into prostate cancer research, which is, by the way, like, in most cases curable, to pediatric cancer.
Yeah. Kids cancer is, like, the most underfunded. Which is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's fucking
ridiculous. It's very clear that, like,
we only care about the babies when they're in the kids when they're in the stomach. The second that they're out of the stomach,
yeah,
nobody cares.
Fuck them. No one gives a fuck. Like, but that just goes to show that, like,
old men.
I hate to, like, make this, like, fucking stereotype because there are plenty of old white dudes that care about other people. But I'm sure they are, but
they're not the loudest ones.
They're not. But it just goes to show that, like, the loudest old white guys care more about their dicks and more about...
Which,
like,
is why Viagra is covered by insurance, right? And most birth control is starting to not be covered.
Right. Exactly.
And why
there's
is
there's
that?
There's that poster that says,
if it's God's will for me to be pregnant, it's God's will for your PP not to work. Yeah.
Well, and then just, like, this is the last thing I'll say, and then we can, like, either move on.
And then we can talk about Handmaid's.
But anyway, if there is nothing, I don't even remember my point.
It's okay.
Stop the patriarchy.
Fuck yeah.
Hashtag keep birth control legal.
Listen. I know this, and we'll probably put a trigger warning.
Yeah, this is a very serious. Like, this is one of our more serious.
I don't think we've ever gotten.
I don't think so either. But
because we promised ourselves when we started this that we weren't going to get political. We were going to keep it light. We were going to keep it fun. It was going to be like, you know, there's too much darkness in the fucking world already, and we didn't want to add to that. But this is something that, like, for real, it affects us. It's going to affect our children.
No, it directly affects us because, like, they're moving. This, like, there's a proposal now for, like, a 6 week abortion pilot in Florida now.
Yeah.
And we would, there's, like, 14 states that have already done this. So what they're going to do, or what it looks like they're doing, is, like, they're systematically, like, doing this state by state so, like, they can go to the Supreme Court and eventually overturn Roe v. Wade. Which
RBG, nothing can happen to her.
Nothing can happen
to
RBG. I know that Sonia Sotomayor is, like, a Democratic, justice, but still, like, she's the only, like, what, like, if RBG dies, like, she's on her own.
Yeah.
So,
right now, through this term of presidency, we cannot allow
We cannot risk it. No.
We can't.
Put her in a bubble. Put her in a bubble. Somebody put her in a bubble.
Put both of them in a bubble because we can't lose either one.
No.
I feel Clarence Thomas isn't going to let it either because he has too many mistresses out there.
Well, that's what I was actually, I think that was the point I was going to make. Like, if you think that, like, these old white dudes that you've elected into office, like, year after year after year after year and term after term, like, if you think that they are championing your noble cause, ask one of their mistresses, like, how, like, quick they are to get an abortion when one of them is. Because I fucking guarantee you, like, I'm willing to put my fucking, like, chop my arm off one of these fucking old douchebags that is, like...
Well, one of them just had to step down because of
that. Like, they're the first... First of all, not only are they having... Like, let's, like, sidestep the fact that they're having extramarital affairs to begin with. The
what a fun word, extramarital.
It is an extra... That's what it's...
I know, but it's a fun word. It's a good word.
So, like, not only are they having these, like, extracurricular activities that are, like, outside of their... seemingly happy marriage, which is what they put out to the world, like, the first thing they're gonna fucking do when their, like, 20-year-old sugar baby gets pregnant is send her off to get a fucking abortion because I can't have evidence that I'm cheating on my wife.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it's So yeah, so if you want to contribute to this conversation, we'd love to read your thoughts. You can email us at momandmerlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT at gmail.com. It's the same on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can follow us on the Geek Bro Network with a whole bunch of other podcasts I'm not going to go through because I'm fucking tired. And we're on Acast and iTunes and what's the other one?
I don't remember. Spotify?
Spotify. Es el mismo. So yeah, we love your faces and cheers.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening to our-
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.